WTFR.
Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, just like every edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed, is going to be very naughty. Disclaimer. This edition of Two's Company 3's Allowed will contain bad language, condescension, mock value. Disclaimer. If you are a little pussy bitch, you may not want to listen to this show. Disclaimer over and out.
Welcome to Two's Company 3's Allowed with your host from the land down under, Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Dissecting the latest news on the issues that invade your privacy and take away your rights as we move closer to a one-world government. And finding solutions alongside you, the listener, to fight against the new world order. And now, here's your host, Sean.
Yes, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Two's Company 3's Allowed. Here on the 16th of the 11th, 2018 in the United States, and of course that means it's the 17th of the 11th, 2018 here in Australia. I live by the United States time zone, and it's all your fault, Americans. I have to cater for you more because you're my predominant audience. Yes, spank yourself. Now, before we get to anything, allow me to say that I will be taking calls in the second hour. I will be here with you for the next couple of hours, but I'll be taking calls in the second hour because I have a hell of a lot to get through. And before we get to any of the articles, before we get to the target things that I've missed out on over the last two shows, as those of you that listen to me religiously know, what I'm going to be doing is bringing a special guest on by the name of Janice Barcello. Janice has been having her websites and all sorts of things taken down, and you can figure out why, because when people start telling the truth, of course, the powers that be, or what I call the filth that be, do everything in anything they can to bring you down. And Janice, do we have you there? Let's see how the audio's going.
I'm here, Sean, and happy to be here and back with you again. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're more than welcome, and it's good to hear your voice. Last time that I tried to bring you in, for some reason, Skype was acting up, and you sound like a Dalek from Doctor Who.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, hey, Janice, what's been going on? I mean, I've had you on the show a few times. We've just had some great discussions about your books and things of that nature. Now, all of a sudden, your websites are getting taken down. Your Twitter account's being taken down, if I'm not mistaken. Please fill us in on what's going on.
Well, since last December, Sean, I've had three Facebook accounts deleted, my Twitter account, my Google account, two YouTube channels, my Vimeo channel. Let me think here. There's been so much censorship. My entire Blogspot blog, that blog was getting, it was over 5 million hits.
Yeah.
And getting, you know, traffic, 2,500 visitors a day. Something like that. And I did an analysis of the false flag Florida shooting, and I hit them hard. I mean, I really was so angry at what was happening and just the obvious, you know, outrageous lies and bullshit that people are being presented with on TV. And people are believing this. And I was just like, okay, that's it. I'm going to hit it. They're going off on this whole interracial agenda thing with the false flag, and I just lost it. And yeah. I really, really hit them hard.
They
in that
really
blog.
Are bastards. They really are bastards. See, as I was saying to you behind the scenes earlier on today, Janice, if they didn't have something to hide, why hide it? You know, if they were so justified in everything they have to say on the media and everything that comes out of government and everything that comes with these shootings, then they wouldn't need to be shooting people like you down. They're showing their guilt here, aren't they?
Well, yes, they're obviously showing their guilt. They're obviously, you know, puffing themselves up and showing that, yes, they have dominated the internet, that's for sure, and the control of our media. And so they have the power to take websites down. But ultimately, what this is going to do is cause us to rise up, you see, and to build our own stuff and wipe them in the dirt. So the latest effort is the PayPal account being deleted.
Yeah.
Which came on the heels of another analysis of another false flag in Philadelphia. So already, you know, somebody has sent me a sizable donation through a site called TransferWise.
Right.
TransferWise.com. The transfer fees were incredibly cheap. And this is a site that we might be able to use in a similar way as we've been using PayPal, only it does move money from bank account to bank account instead of from PayPal account to PayPal account.
Understood.
So this is what's going to happen is something's going to pop up and we're going to find ways to address this and to beat them at their own game. And ultimately I can see them just going, oh shit, they found another way to do, you know, what we thought we had cornered the market on.
This is what I've always said. You take computer gaming for an instance. Now I know this doesn't sort of relate, but it does. I've been a computer gamer since I was a young boy, Janice. I was born in 75. So as you can imagine, I came up through the perfect time to get into computer games and stuff like that. And one of the things I first realized was that piracy was rampant, meaning when somebody copies a floppy disk back in the old days, you were in a lot of trouble. But that what they did is they created these things called copy protection, and it made it hard to copy a game for free rather than have to pay for it. But you know what? Every time a cracker came along, he cracked that protection. And that's what we're doing here. Every time they take away our way of communication, over and over again, we find a different way to communicate. There's no stopping us.
Yes, I agree. And, you know, I keep remembering, I'm a big fan of the Ringing Cedars books, and she had spoken about all of the devices of the dark forces ultimately turning around and working for the good. So everything that they do is ultimately going to turn around and work for our benefit, even though it does put us through a great deal of turmoil, you know, to try to pick up the pieces of, you know, when you've got 10 years, 15 years of internet activity and blogs and websites. I've got 3 websites and I had a very important blog and, you know, I had 5,000 people on my Facebook and many, many groups. And when that is just wiped.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot to.
That's a lot to take on board is what it is.
It really is. And of course, a year has gone by and, you know, today I had to contend with 2 of my other websites being down. And interestingly enough, the host didn't know what was going on. I was getting notices that my account was suspended and they're like, what?
Yeah.
So obviously somebody hacked into this, but they've corrected it by tonight. I was freaked out most of the day because I'm like, you guys, you know, I just rebuilt these sites.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it's scary. And I'm wondering about Kiwi 6 at the moment. I've been going through Kiwi 6 to upload my audio files for 4 years now. And then all of a sudden, Kiwi 6 just stops working. There were a few people that emailed me and said, hey, Sean, you know, I'm trying to download the latest show. It's not happening. And then I, of course, had Shield Maiden message me and say, hey, Sean, I was trying to get one of the older shows that had been done on WTFR. I can't do it. And for some reason, it's just not working. Now, all of a sudden, Kiwi 6 is just not working for anybody, that people have been writing to me left, right, and center. And I'm talking about, when I say anybody, I'm talking about political discussion, anybody. I was able to listen to some music earlier today, but I can't download my own shows from my own website that I'm paying for, server time that I'm paying for. It makes me wonder if what they're trying to do, you know, the theory that they're using at the moment, Janice, is that when you have a YouTube channel and you're discussing the sorts of things that you and I do, what they do is they shadow ban you. So you think that all of your material is being seen by the outside world, but it's actually not. So it keeps you quiet because you think everything's functioning. I'm wondering if that's what they're doing here. What they're trying to do is say, let's just sort of shadow ban them in every way we possibly can to stop them talking about these things. I've found another avenue, thankfully, to be able to put the shows up, but and I've cancelled my subscription because if Kiwi 6 can't get the shit together, I'm not interested. Really, yeah. They go out of their way to do anything to shut us up. So that, and sometimes we get paranoid. Maybe Kiwi 6 is totally innocent, but of course, with the shit that they put upon us, it's so easy to fall into that paranoid way of thought and think, well, is it innocent? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Yeah, I do know what you're saying. I have to say, though, I do think that beyond the struggle, I don't know if you know who Jan Lamprecht is. He's got an incredible website called History Reviewed, and he is working on actually creating an all-white economy, which I find a fascinating possibility. So I see a lot of power coming out of this movement to try to shut us down and to try to keep us quiet, and to try to prevent us from waking other people up. Because we've obviously had enormous success in that area.
Yeah.
And that's why they're doing what they're doing. They're very concerned about how many people are suddenly hip to who's really behind all of this evil.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what scares them? They really underestimated us, especially when it comes to the internet. It's you and the internet. It's me and the internet. You know, it's Wooly over at Wooly's blog over the internet. It's Jacko. It's JB. All of those that come together and create these networks. They never really thought for a second that we could make semi-professional, if not professional, networks. When people listen to the audio that comes out of my show, they might not always agree on what I'm saying, and they might not always agree with the way I present the information because I swear and I carry on. But the thing is, the one thing they can't refute is that the audio that comes out of this network and other networks is second to none. So they're running scared. Yep. They're thinking they're getting the information out there, not just because they've got the information at their fingertips, but they also they present it professionally. You're doing a job with all of your websites, or you were until they stole them. Let's face it, it's thievery. But you know, you've got other people like Wooly harvesting all of these different things. We've got Blackbird 9 over there doing a show. All of these different people coming together, and I'm going to be talking about this later on in the show as well, Janice. Once we're finished talking here, later on, you might want to download the show because there's going to be something interesting that I'm going to be talking about when it comes to bringing the white Western networks back together, those that have been down each other's throats, because I think that will really show the enemy what we're capable of, that when we need to come together, we fucking well do.
Yeah, well, that's a whole nother topic to get into in of what some of the people in this movement are doing to each other. It's very painful to see the attacks that go on, and I know
it's terrible.
We've both been attacked by Renegade, and yep. I know many others that have been attacked by Renegade. So that's really difficult to see that happening within the ranks of
you have to sift through them. I think you have to sift through the ones that will be a part of this and those that you don't want a part of it. You know, you wouldn't pick Renegade as one of those that is going to be on our side, because let's face it, they're not. They're simply not. But there are other networks out there that I've seen that have had these little fartsy-furzy things that can still say, right, you know, when push comes to shove, I will be there by your side.
Right on. That's the kind of people we want, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, one other thing I wanted to mention, Sean, that to show you that this actually turns around and works for the good.
Hold that thought there just quickly, Janice. We're coming to the first break of the broadcast. Ladies and gentlemen, Janice Barcello, my special guest, she's talking about how she's been robbed of her websites, Twitter accounts, Facebook accounts, all of her subscribers, the whole lot. We're going to get more into this after the break. Stay tuned.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
Ah, the flowers are out.
Global warming.
The bees are pollinating.
Global warming.
The clouds are out.
Global warming.
The snow's melting.
Global warming.
It's warming up.
Global warming.
The polar bears, they have to swim further.
It's global warming, Dad, gosh.
There was the stage. Two red lights and a dodgy PA. Trod the planks way back then. And it's strange that you're here again. Here again. And I wish I knew the right words to make you feel better. Walk out of this place.
In our dreams we have limitless resources and the people yield themselves with perfect docility to our moulding hands. The task we set before ourselves is a beautiful one, to train these people as we find them to a perfectly ideal life just as they are. So we will organize our children into a little community and teach them to do in a perfect way the things their fathers and mothers are doing in an imperfect way, in the home, in the shop, and on the farm. This was a representative of the Rockefeller Education Board. Two's Company, Three's Allowed, WTFR, talking with Janice Barcello. We'll get what websites she has left out there very soon, but before we do, it's the only way I can present it right, Janice. I mean, you've been literally robbed of all the, not just the website itself, but all of the hard work that went into it, which is absolutely disgusting. But no, you're absolutely right. We've got to be careful with what networks we work with. And there's some that are just not, there's some out there, not just Renegade, but others that are detrimental to what I call the movement. I mean, that's the only way I can explain it. But, no, please continue your thoughts before we were coming into the break. We were rudely interrupted by that break, by the way. Didn't even see it coming up. Continue your thoughts.
Well, my thought was this, you know, they took out my blog, which was a pretty big deal because that was a very active site with a lot of information. That was an encyclopedia of information. And so I started another blog, and I recently posted again about a false flag. And within 10 days, I had 1,000 new subscribers.
Yeah.
You know? So that's the interesting thing. With my old blog, I couldn't get a list of my subscribers from Blogspot. I couldn't figure out how to do that. But with my new blog, because I've got it hosted and I'm paying for this now, you know, blah, 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 now I have access to who is signing up to get my blog, you know, who's signing up for the newsletters and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm getting a database of people that are interested in my work that I couldn't access from my other blog.
Yeah. 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 Look, I've noticed too, and look, correct me if I'm wrong, in the case that you might know something else, is that if you do pay money, they're less likely to give you a foot in the ass for what you're saying. So, I mean, I've been paying for my WordPress for quite a while now, and I have never had a hint of anybody being able to dob me in, so to speak. I know that there's been reports. They've reported what I've been saying to WordPress and Kiwi6 and stuff like that, but nothing's been done. But if you get a free account, it seems a lot, they're going to be a lot more, they're just so easily on top of you about what you're saying. They're like, oh, you know what? You're not paying us money anyway. Get the hell out of here. That'll give us a good name sort of thing.
Well, there's also companies that are obviously in cahoots with all of it. Certainly YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, all of these are in collusion. And Google controls YouTube and Blogspot.
Yeah.
So, you know, with one fell swoop, they took out two YouTube channels, my blog, my Google account. Just whoop, it's gone. All that stuff. It's not totally gone because you can access the blog from Web Archive. For people that don't know about that site, it's web.archive.org.
Yeah.
And if you have a link to the thing you're interested in and it's no longer available, if you go to the Web Archive, you can very often bring it up.
It works like a header. Yeah, it works like a header harvesting wheat. And it's like they call it a bot. This bot just goes along throughout the web and finds all the cached files and stuff like that, all the cached sites. And you can access it later.
It takes pictures of everything. So you can get to my blog there, my old blog, and so people can still access the information that way. But still, you know, goddamn them. That's a lot of information that's gone. But I guess we'll just have to be more empowered to create a better blog with better plugins and blah, 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 blah. WordPress has been deleting people's sites. Maybe it was just people who weren't paying them. But I know a couple of people who had their WordPress sites deleted. I also know BitChute. BitChute's been one of the backup channels for YouTube where you could say anything you want on BitChute. And no, there's been no censorship over there whatsoever. And they just deleted BitChute's PayPal account. Same time they deleted mine. It was a big hit on a lot of people on November 2nd.
You know what? I must admit, though, like Wooly's blog at blogspot.com or Wooly's blog.blogspot.com, he's been harvesting information for years and years now when it comes to harvesting the different shows that go on, but also information, pictures, and he hasn't had any trouble yet. And I don't know whether he's a paying customer or whether he's for free, but I must admit, he's been going for quite a while without hassle, and I haven't even had a hint.
Who are you talking about?
Sorry?
Who are you talking about?
Wooly. It might be pronounced Hooly.
Hooly? Okay.
Robert Ravolt from Incendiary Radio, he says it's Hooly because it's spelt W-H-O-O-L-I, but I pronounce it Wooly. Being the slang Aussie that I am, you know, he's had that blog up. He was helping another blog out at one stage, and then sort of broke away from them, and now he's got his own. He's been harvesting things for years now, and he's not been taken down, and I have not been taken down. And you've heard some of the things that I've said on the broadcast, and I'm pretty hardcore. You know, most people don't go down the bad language way, but I always look at it this way, Janice, and I'm sure you're pretty much getting to that point as well, which is we're too late in the game to be pussyfooting around. Those that don't want to hear bad language, well, then this is not the show for you, you know. We're too late in the game to be pussyfooting.
No, I'm exactly in alignment with that. And people, it's frustrating. If you're not ready to take on the truth, then you don't belong listening to me or Sean or a lot of other people either, because the truth is coming, you know. It's just going to fly out our mouths
it's going to be stuffed right up your coit pretty much, because you know we've been told to shut up for so long now that you know we're continuously walking on broken glass with these mongrels. So I just got to that point. Sorry.
There's also an urgency that we're feeling, you know, we have to do this.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, I mean, this is so in our face now that if we don't do something soon, there's no turning back. And I know there's a lot of people out there that live on the, I guess you could say the surface value of all of this and go, you know, Sean, you're exaggerating it. No, I'm not. You know, those people that live in my country town have no idea at all about what the Sudanese are doing in the cities around Australia. The people that have to live around them understand too well what the Sudanese refugees and all rapefugees, as we call them, are doing. But for those of us that are living in these small alpine towns and country towns around Australia, they have no idea. So they live on the surface value. They say, well, it's not happening here, so it's not happening. But, yeah. but when it starts to visit them, it's too late, you know. So you're absolutely right. You know, there's a sense of urgency for those of us, like yourself, myself, and our audiences that understand what could be coming to town real soon.
You know, it's making me think, Sean, because right now I'm talking to you. I'm sitting inside a radiation canopy to protect myself from the frequencies that I'm now surrounded by on Long Island in New York, because there's so many towers every half a mile about. There's so much devices that people are using between their cell phones and their Wi-Fi routers and their smart meters and their smart TVs and their iPads, and I mean, you name it, their Bluetooth devices.
And what about?
You can't even drive without being totally microwaved, because every freaking car is a microwave oven right now.
And what about what's coming? We've got 4G coming our way, which is all kinds of horrible for the human brain. And not just that, I've got to dig up the university. There was recently a university or some form of school that actually got rid of Wi-Fi after they realized just how much crap is coming from these devices. They said, we cannot have this around the students, plain and simply. We've gone out of our way to measure this stuff, and it's not good for the human brain at all.
I mean, people need to know that we have 4G. We've had 4G here for a while, and they're moving now to 5G.
I did mean 5G.
In Canada, two 10-year-old children literally dropped dead from cardiac arrest in a school with Wi-Fi, and two more also collapsed and were revived in the same school. Now, that school had a transmitter that could serve 700 computers or something like that.
Yeah.
And cardiac abnormalities are quite common with the 4G frequencies, especially 2.4 gigahertz. And also infertility within two or three generations of chronic exposure to 2.4 gigahertz, and you'll have irreversible infertility in that bloodline, amongst many, many other very serious problems with the 2.4 gigahertz frequency being used in 4G. And they chose that frequency precisely because it does maximum damage, and it will, including DNA damage. Right now we have almost all children on our planet being the product of irradiated sperm and egg, because their parents are chronically exposed to radiation through their devices and or through the medical system.
Yep.
Including ultrasound. Ultrasound is radiation. And I'm writing a book right now on this topic called The Dark Side of Prenatal Ultrasound and the Dangers of Non-Ionizing Radiation. I've created a website called radiationdangers.com, where you can find a lot of what I'm saying right now. But people need to know how serious the situation is, because with children who are the product of irradiated sperm and egg, the likelihood that they're carrying genetic problems is very high.
Yep. Janice, hold that thought for a moment. Look, I know that you only said you could stay for about 30 minutes. Can you spare just a little bit more time after this break to talk a little bit more on this?
Yes, I will, Sean. It's very important.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, Janice Barcello, my special guest. We tried to hook up last week, but of course there were Skype problems. Go figure. But we've got her here with us now, so let's take advantage of this. She's got a lot of great information. We'll be right back. Break on through to the other side. Break on through to the other side. If you happen to be an AM or FM affiliate of the broadcast, Two's Company 3's Allowed, by all means, let us know at DESSNR@hotmail.com. That's DESSNR@hotmail.com, so that we can mention you by name and or frequency. Please, DESSNR@hotmail.com. Next 12 hours in bright, 3 p.m. clear, 27 degrees Celsius. 6 p.m. clear, 25 degrees. 9 p.m. clear, 18 degrees. And 12 a.m. clear at 14 degrees. It's warming up and it's about damn time. I just finished saying to my daughter earlier that this year I will definitely be going swimming.
We have reports of an outbreak of argon flu in the sector. Would all visitors please report to the medic bay for inoculation?
The only way to deal with an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Albert Camus. Albert Camus was a journalist, editor and editorialist, playwright and director, novelist and author of short stories, political essayist and activist, and arguably, although he came to deny it, a philosopher. He ignored or opposed systemic philosophy, had little faith in rationalism, asserted rather than argued many of his main ideas, presented others in metaphors, was preoccupied with immediate and personal experience, and brooded over such questions as the meaning of life in the face of death. Well, as usual, we've stirred up the local chat rooms. Janice, no doubt about it. We've got Epic in there saying 5G equals 15 gigahertz. We've got Jew Banker. He's not a Jew, of course. He just mocks them out. Jew Banker saying Wi-Fi kills eggs and inhibits uptake of water. And it's great to see all of these brilliant minds getting in there and starting to discuss these sorts of things. Well, not starting, they've been discussing these sorts of things for years. That's the brilliant part of them. Please continue with what you're talking about, especially when it comes to ultrasound. A lot of ladies, especially I've found, don't understand that ultrasound is detrimental to the baby. They seem to think that because they're not being scanned within that radiation room, that ultrasound's the safe way to go.
Ultrasound is what they call non-ionizing radiation. I've gone to some great trouble to expose the fact that there really is not a distinction between non-ionizing and ionizing radiation in the bigger scheme of things. It's a big farce, and what so-called non-ionizing radiation is having the same exact type of effects as what they call ionizing. Right. They also call the sun ionizing radiation. But there's a big difference between natural radiation and man-made radiation. I don't really want to get into this right now, but suffice to say that man-made radiation, which is what the medical system is using, what the telecom industry is using, is emanating from the dark side. It is based on the destruction of matter. It is based on an attack on the basic building blocks of manifest reality, what we call atoms. Yep. Atoms, you know, millions of atoms make up our bodies, and everything that they are doing to the atoms in order to...
Zillions of atoms make up our bodies. And let me just interrupt for a quick sec. A lot of people don't realize that atoms actually react differently to when we're near them to compared to when we're remote. So a lot of scientists are actually now having to work remotely with atoms being away from them because they react when the human body is near them. A lot of people don't understand this science that you and I are talking about, and this is why we get called kooks, Janice.
Well, I didn't understand radiation science at all when I started writing my book 5 or 6 years ago now. I thought ultrasound was, quote-unquote, just sound waves. That's what they told people. But the fact is, ultrasound is made from the electroshock torture of crystals. They put alternating currents on the crystals. And what happens to the crystals when they're you know, bombarded with these opposing electrical forces is that the crystals begin to expand and contract and expand and contract and morph and deform at the rate of millions or billions of times per second.
Yeah.
And as they're expanding and contracting, they are pushing and pulling the air around them, creating what's called the acoustic effect, known as man-made ultrasound, which is very different than natural ultrasound, just as man-made radiation is very different than natural radiation. Natural radiation, such as that coming from our sun, is healing, regenerative, and beneficial.
Vitamin D.
It is coming from God, our creator. I know you don't believe in this, but this is a beautiful, benevolent source of energy that's designed to benefit all life forms. Natural radiation is. Man-made radiation is, it's coming from the forces of destruction. It is harvesting the energy that humans and other life forms, other living things give off when they are severely stressed or traumatized.
Yeah.
They harvest the energy, and that is man-made radiation. It's the energy of trauma being harvested. It's the energy of abuse and torture being harvested.
It's the 666. It's the 666 of radiation, just as the 666 for the microchipping and everything like that. You and I don't always see eye to eye on the whole creator thing, but I think we come to common ground in understanding that it's just pure fucking evil.
It's pure fucking evil. And you know, Sean, in terms of ultrasound, that they're working with the crystals in those transducers, our bodies are crystalline. Okay, our cerebral spinal fluid, our bones are total crystals. Okay, when those crystals in an ultrasound transducer are morphing and deforming and they're being electroshock tortured, you better believe that the crystals in our body, the same thing is happening because they will resonate with the crystals in the transducer.
To give the audience an idea, because we have been getting a new audience, Janice, and some of them might be sitting there going, To give you an idea, when you take a crystal glass, ladies and gentlemen, and you rub your finger around the rim of that glass, the crystal glass sitting beside that glass will start to vibrate as well. And is where we're going with this. To break it down into layman's terms, and I mean no disrespect to the audience in saying that, because I don't like that term, layman's terms, but it relates. When you are vibrating certain crystals near other crystals, they tend to start to vibrate as well. And this is what Janice is talking about here. When you've got crystalline movement in your body, because of other crystalline movement, some of it can be good for you, but some of it can be detrimental. Is that the best way to explain it, Janice?
That's a very good way to explain it, Sean. And the fact is, you know, all of the liquids in our body, all of the cells in our body are also morphing and deforming when we're hit with these alien frequencies. And for example, ultrasound opens the blood-brain barrier because it weakens the membranes. It causes perforations in the blood-brain barrier. And then toxins can go directly into the brain. In fact, they're using ultrasound to deliberately puncture holes in the blood-brain barrier so that they can deliver, neurotoxic pharmaceutical drugs directly to certain areas of the brain that have developed brain tumors, probably from the use of cell phones.
Right.
Probably from radiation.
No, I know. I know that you laugh at it, but it's very serious. And look, there's I know there's going to be a part of the audience that write to me and they're going to say, well, then how come we've been so successful in having babies for so many thousands of years if this is true?
Let me tell you something about that. Hold on, people. Because ultrasound stops sperm production. The male sperm count in the Western world since 1975
has gone down.
Has dropped 60%.
Yep. That was the point I was just about to make.
The United States is having its lowest birth population since 1909, since our government started measuring the number of live births in this country. We are at the lowest right now.
Yep. And let me just remind the Australian audience that the United States is 300 plus million people and they have one of the lowest per capita birth rates on the face of the planet. So Janice is not talking out of her ass here. And that's exactly what I was going to say, Janice. I'm going to get some of the audience are going to say, well, how come we've been having babies successfully? But we haven't. The thing is, we did back then, quote unquote. But now, even here in Australia, our birth rate has been affected so badly, it's not funny. And you've got to ask yourself why. I had somebody say to me just the other day, oh, you know, cancer's, it's getting better and better for cancer. I said, are you joking? Have you not looked at the statistics? We have a cancer rate of the likes we've never seen. It's through the fucking roof. And you're going to stand there? I said, look, I've worked in the media. Do you want me to show you the statistics of what, how much cancer we're getting now? My mother just went to the hospital and had to have her bladder operated on. They accidentally cut into her bowel. Right. And now, so now she has to have two bags, one for urine, one for a poo. And people are telling me that, oh, the cancer's getting lower. That's a load of horseshit. A mate of mine is at the risk of now losing his leg because of this cut and slash fucking, so-called medicine world.
It's totally satanic. The whole medical system is satanic. And the truth is, if people come to you and say, look, we've been having kids, everything's great. Let me tell you something. Even in Australia, right, there's been a 40% increase in autistic children in the last number of years.
Yeah.
40% increase in children with autism.
Thanks, vaccines. You know?
It's not just vaccines. It's the radiation. The radiation is causing damage to the brain. And then the vaccines are throwing the kids over the edge. I'm not saying vaccines are not contributing, but I'm telling you that ultrasound and the fact that these mothers are carrying cell phones on their bodies, holding those cell phones close to their pregnant bellies, they're totally destroying their children. They don't know it. It's not intentional. Okay. But they better get hip. That's why this book is so important. And this is also why I'm being attacked. Okay. Because when I've done so many shows on this topic about ultrasound in the last 4 years or so, and they're very troubled by the fact that the truth is being made known about this technology. This is a very dark technology. It is a weapon. All of these devices are weapons. Smart meters are responsible for the current fires going on in California.
You're going to laugh. You're going to laugh at this, Janice. We're about to come up to the next break, and I know you need to go, and I have to cover some stuff, but just before you go, this is going to make you laugh. I call it the CERN in your stomach.
Yes.
You know, this whole CERN technology that they're talking about, and oh, God. Mankind sometimes is his own worst enemy. Especially, see, you and I know what's going on and we've looked into this, but getting other people to look into this and finally saying we're not going to take this anymore is the hardest challenge. We've already got an uphill battle because of these kike motherfuckers, but it's even worse that people just won't listen. Sean's a kook. Janice is a kook. But yet these people that call us kooks have never looked outside the square they lived in.
I've got 1,500 citations in my book so far, okay? This is not, you know, something I'm throwing out, you know, that's not been extremely deeply researched.
Yeah.
And documented in my book. And I have quotes from all the studies so people can read it right there in my book. This is what it says. This is what's going on, folks. This is what they're doing. They're using ultrasound to purposefully create infertility. 2 15-minute blasts to the adult male scrotum. You got 6 months minimum.
Yeah, yeah. Listen, Janice, we're coming to the last break of the first hour. I'm going to go into a second, possibly a third. I appreciate you coming on. I have so much to cover. We've got to get you on again very soon, young lady. Please, by all means, join us again soon.
Everybody had to be a hero. Get one in the heart. Night would fall and
one of the hardest things to do is to wake up from your historical slumber. And what I mean by this is the fact that you've been taught by one thing within your indoctrination centres, your schools, and now you have to wake up to a total other. It's not an easy thing to have your eyes open, but stick with it and you'll not be able to turn back. It will be all worth it. Seven-day weather forecast for Beechworth. Saturday, mostly sunny. Sunday, sunny. Monday, mostly sunny. Tuesday, late shower. Wednesday, showers. Thursday, possible shower. Friday, cloudy. The rain can pretty much just go and get bucked. It's summertime. I don't want rain. I want sun.
A man has been charged with having sex with a horse. You think society is crazy? I mean, here's a case of just complete madness. And apparently, this is not the first time this man has been caught having sex with the same horse. And the reason why I talk about these stories from time to time, because it shows you the degradation of our society. It is a cesspool. When you got these perverts running around having sex with a whore.
I get a constant busy signal when I call you on the phone.
TCTA, WTFR. We just had Janice Barcello on the line there talking about what's been going on around the world, but not just that she's been getting her websites taken down. She would dare to challenge the idea that some of these shootings are not real. Well, I hate to burst your bubble out there, ladies and gentlemen, especially those that call me a kook, but even your movie stars are now starting to come out and say that, you know what? I think that a lot of these shootings are nefarious. People like Steven Seagal, okay? Kurt Russell came out and said, if you really think that, taking guns from the good people is somehow going to stop mass shootings, you've got another thing coming. All right? Absolutely unreal. Janice, her and I don't agree with absolutely everything. There are certain things we don't come to grips with. Like, for instance, I don't believe in a creator per se. She does. But we come together on common ground. And as she was saying earlier, it's something that Renegade couldn't do. Renegade had this idea that if you didn't believe exactly the way they believe, then you can go fuck yourself. Well, we don't believe that. Robert Ravolt, he's a Christian. I'm not religious. I think religion is one of the longest ongoing mind wars known to man. But yet we can come to common ground as white Western civilization. That's where Janice and I stand. But you know what? She hits the nail on the head when it comes to her information, when it comes to ultrasound and radiation and stuff like that. She's not one of these half-cocked idiots that just goes out, reads a few paragraphs, and then says, right, this. She has done a hell of a lot of work over the years, okay? Her background from her youth is totally opposite to what she is now. She joined me on a broadcast and spoke about how she was sort of like a, almost like a sex doctor, I could guess you could say. And she's realized that what she was doing back then was wrong. It takes a hell of a lot of willpower to admit you're wrong, especially if you spent half your life doing something like that. So I do take what she says on board. We might not agree on the creation thing, but I do take what she says on board. I want to get to this target thing, because in the next, we'll probably have, we'll probably go a third hour, but we'll see. We'll see if we need it. I think we're going to, because I've got a hell of a lot of audio clips and a hell of a lot of information to get through. In the meantime, though, I want to get to this target thing first and foremost. Let's see here. All right. Bring my articles up. Just bear with me. By the way, Monica Schaefer finally got out of prison. Okay. And for those of you who don't know, Monica Schaefer went to prison for speaking the truth, as so many do. She's almost like the female Brendan O'Connell. She was in prison for 10 months. And what happens was... And this is sort of what Janice was talking about, where they try and shut us up left, right, and center. She was in prison for 10 months for daring to speak the truth, and then she got out and she became pretty much like she was fleeing from possibly ending up dead. And she's just recently got out of the prison. We'll get to that pretty soon. But in the meantime, I want to get to this whole Target deal. I've been meaning to get to this for the last three shows, but... I have so much information. You know how over there on RBN, Robert Ravolt says, you know, it's so hard to keep up. And I'm sure it's even harder for him now that he's only doing a 2-hour show instead of a 3-hour show. But he, you know, he feels my pain when I have to say I've got to go a third hour, you know. Man wanted for taking photos inside Target changing room. Now, who was one of the first stores, the first mass stores, to say, yes, we accept, gender equality, and we accept transgender and all of that. In other words, a man can just walk in and say, well, I'm going into the ladies' change room because I'm a lady. And they're not allowed to say shit. Their staff can't say to them, hold on a second, you can't do that, you're a man. You know, there could be some little girl in there. You know, don't be walking into the girls' change rooms. But no. Have a listen to this. Man wanted for taking photos inside Target changing room. This is in Dallas. Police in Dallas are looking for a man who took pictures of a woman trying on clothes in a Target. The incident happened around 3 p.m. last Thursday at the store near Abrams Road and Northwest Highway. The woman told police she was undressing in the changing room when she noticed a cell phone camera pointed at her. Go figure, right? She described the suspect as a white male who was about 5 feet and 11 inches tall and 180 pounds with brown hair. He ran away and left the store in a newer model Ford Explorer. It's funny because this article comes from Fox4News.com and they don't mention the color of the person. How convenient! Huh? Isn't it great they don't let us know the color of the person? Because that would make it so much fucking easier. So if you've got some little black dude that's taking photos of girls' vaginas because he's got a cell phone strapped to his fucking foot, right? It doesn't matter. You don't know that he's black. So you're looking around thinking, oh, 5'11". Can you give us some more details? Is he black or white? Don't be racist. I'm just asking, is he black or white? Don't be fucking racist. I'm telling you, that's when you just want to punch him in the face. Police are now working closely with Target management and hopefully will be able to release a surveillance image of the man. Anyone with information is asked to call Detective Chris Anderson at 214-671-3616. 214-671-3616. Wonder if we can call that number and just say, hey, Detective Chris Anderson, have you found anybody when it comes to that Target person? Let's keep that number in hand. We might call him live. Let's see what happens here. So, well done, Target. You allow these transgenders into the women's bathrooms and stuff like that. And now all of a sudden, you've got these degenerate pieces of shit walking into the women's change rooms and taking photos with their cell phones. Okay, let's have a look at this next one. Bedford police arrest man wanted for allegedly recording juvenile girls in stores. Don't you love how they try and use this whole political talk, like juvenile? No, let's say it is little girls. He's taking photos of little girls. He's allegedly recording little girls is what he's doing. Not allegedly. We know what the fuck he's doing. Bedford NH Chief John, how do I say that? Bryfonsky? Chief John Bryfonsky reports that the Bedford Police Department arrested a man last night who allegedly recorded juvenile girls while they were in a store dressing room. On Wednesday, June 22, at approximately 9:15 p.m., Bedford Police responded to the Target store, 220 South River Road. Boycott this store, ladies and gentlemen. Boycott all Target stores. I have. For a report of a man recording juvenile females who were changing clothes in the dressing room. Prior to police arrival, the suspect fled from the store and parking lot. A subsequent investigation by Bedford Police Department, along with the assistance of Target Loss Prevention officers, identified Zachary Bishop, age 22, of Raymond, as the suspect and issued a warrant for his arrest. Bishop was arrested after surrendering himself on the warrant last night and was subsequently charged with violation of privacy. Violation of privacy? Really? Is that what you call it? See, I call it molestation. When there's a little girl getting recorded while she's getting changed or something like that, I call that molestation. It might not be physical molestation, but it's still fucking molestation. When dudes start recording little girls, juveniles, as they like to put it, right? That brings me to the whole toddlers and tiaras thing. Toddlers and tiaras. Fucking really. Toddlers. At least they got that right. They're definitely toddlers. But what are these big grown men doing dancing around with these little toddlers and tiaras? Huh? Fucking disgusting. Fucking disgusting. How have we come to the point where our mind has become so mangled? What the fuck is it? Is it the fluoride? Is it the fucking vaccines? I don't know. You tell me. Maybe it's a bit of both. But how have we become so fucking mangled that we think that is sort of shit is okay? I watched just 1 5-minute clip that actually Sinead showed me back when I was on Renegade, working for Renegade. And it was fucking terrible. This little tiny girl, this little innocent tiny girl wearing this really tight swimsuit type deal comes out and puts her little foot on this big beef of a fucking muscle man, right? And then he's like, oh, he's acting like she's crushing him. And then he gets up and he picks her up and puts her on his shoulder. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is going on here? What the fuck is going on here? What sort of parent would allow their young child to do such a thing? The child has no fucking idea what it's doing. It just thinks it's all fun. But the parent needs to be fucking shot. And every one of you that sit there and say, oh, but it's just innocent fun. You're a fuckhead. You're a fucking fuckhead. And you're condoning a form of molestation. Plain and simply. And you know what? It's not even the molestation of the muscle man being there. He's a dumb fuck. He doesn't know what the fuck's going on. It's the molestation coming from those that create the show. They're off there jerking their Jew wads. That's what they're fucking doing. Jews created this fucking show. They're off there jerking their Jew wads over these little girls getting touched by these big men. You must be a fuckhead to believe that this is okay. Much more to come. Much more to come. No, 7.9 FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York. Don't be fooled, ladies and gentlemen. Cats are evil. I know that a lot of people out there think that they're nice, warm and cuddly, but it's just not true. My mother used to have one called a Siamese, and it used to sit there at the wash house every night I come home from work. And I'd sort of sit there and get out of it. Get out of it, you mongrel. I'd give it a bit of a kick. And you know what had happened? My mother would look across as if, don't you kick my cat. She wouldn't hear it going, holy crap, they're evil.
WTFR.
Welcome to Two's Company, Three's Aloud, with your host from the land down under, Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Dissecting the latest news on the issues that invade your privacy and take away your rights as we move closer to a one-world government. And finding solutions alongside you, the listener, to fight against the new world order. And now, here's your host, Sean.
Top of the second hour, Two's Company, Three's Aloud, WTFR, where thought is free radio. I am your host, Sean. This is also brought to you by 107.9. I was looking at the time on the screen there. 107.9 FM, and of course 1650 AM, Tonawanda, New York. Mr. Jimmy X likes to beam us out there after the show is done. So by all means, a big thanks to him and a cluster of stations that don't like to be mentioned. Now, here's another one for you. Convicted sex offender accused of looking up girls' skirts in Target. See, Target has become Molestation City since they've allowed this transgender and this, especially this sick, oh so fucking sick, thing that goes on with these blokes that go, oh, you know what? I'm not really a man. I'm a little girl in a man's body. And he starts sucking his thumb while he's wearing a pink tutu. I'm a little girl. Makes me fucking sick. And any one of you that can accept that shit, there's something wrong with your fucking brain. Something wrong with your fucking brain. Disgusting. Shame on you. See, I blame those people that accept this shit more than I do the character that's doing it. He's obviously fucking fucked up and just needs to be put down. He should have been killed at birth, plain and simply. But what's your excuse for those of you that say, I accept transgender. I accept the LGBTQ because I'm a good person. I accept that these men that act like little girls, they should be allowed to hang out with my little girl too. This big 45-year-old man, he needs to be allowed to play with my little toddler girl because he's just a toddler in a man's... You're a sick fuck. That's what you are. You're a sick fucking fuck. A fucking sick fucking fuck. No other way to explain you. There is not a word or a term or a sentence I can use to explain your behavior that allows this. You're a sick fucking fuck. You need to jump off a fucking cliff. And hopefully at the end of the cliff, there's a burning pit of hell so that you can suffer for your fucking ill, disgusting deeds. Fuck you. Fuck you. Eugene, ORABC affiliate Keezy reports that a convicted sex offender in Albany, or OR is in, I don't know what OR is, it must be one of the states, is in jail after being accused of looking up girls' skirts at a Target store. Registered sex offender David Sappington, 20, was arrested the day after police received a call from shoppers reporting his suspicious quote-unquote activity. Officers were able to identify Sappington by using Target security footage and a description of the suspect. According to the report, there were nearly a dozen victims, ladies and gentlemen. Nearly a dozen victims. If you want to call in and vent your anger, please fucking do so. For the American number, 512-488-5801. 512-488-5801. If you're in Australia, then the number happens to be 03906 85196. 03906 85196. Call in. Let us know what's on your mind. By all means, let's get stuck into these fucking disgusting cunts. At Target, this is what Target released as a statement. You wouldn't believe it. So fucking generic, it's not funny. Open quote, "At Target, our guests are at the center of everything we do, and our commitment to creating a safe and secure shopping environment in our stores is unwavering." Really? You see, I'm not seeing that here, Target. With all the fucking articles, the three articles I've just read, I'm not seeing how you keeping people safe is unwavering. You see, I think that you're putting people in bad fucking positions. I'm seeing you put people, young girls, mind you, in a position of being mentally fucking molested. That's what, unwavering for their sake. Go fuck yourself, you fucking douchebags. You must be kidding me. Ladies and gentlemen, you hear me say this time and time again. Okay? Get in the ring. Get in the fucking ring. The one thing I wasn't lying about when I said to Kyle over there on Renegade that couple of years ago, 2 or 3 years ago, was this. We need a fight club. We white men need a fight club. We need to get pricks like this that wrote this statement into a ring so we can beat legally, of course, right? Because I like to do everything legal. But get them in legally to beat the fucking snot out of them. Break their face and say the next time you want to make a statement like that, you might want to think about the fact that you've just accepted transgender grown fucking men into women's fucking changing rooms. You fucking snot! Jesus H fucking Christ. Sappington has been charged with 19 counts of invading personal personal privacy. He's not invading personal privacy. He's molesting the mind of some poor girl. When a girl is standing there in a changing room, even a young boy, and all of a sudden they see some camera or some fucking phone stuck to a foot, because that's how they do it. I've been studying this for fucking years. Oh, you betcha. I fucking know what they're up to. If I'm telling you right now, I saw a YouTube clip at one stage where some dude had his phone out and he was pointing it towards this girl, and this girl turns around and goes, "What are you doing?" She caught him in the act. If I ever see that happen on a train, a bus, a fucking, it doesn't matter where. If I see that, he's getting pummeled. I don't care if I get in legal trouble for saying this. He's getting pummeled. I ain't waiting for the fucking cops. Because you know what the cops will do? They'll walk in there, they'll cuff him, and they'll take him to a fucking cell where he's protected. At least if I pummel the cunt, he's gonna get done. I might get fucking done for assault, but I'll take it. I'll fucking take it. Look, yeah, officer, Sean, did you really punch this guy? Did you beat him to a pulp? I absolutely did. Here's my hands. Put me in cuffs. But no, tonight I am going to sleep well with a fucking smile on my face, because there's not enough men out there that would fucking do it. There was a local cop here. I will not use names. You've heard this story before. I'm going to repeat it again because we need more men out there to start doing their fucking job. I was on a bus coming from a place called Wangaratta, and we had to go through a place through Beechworth, then to Myrtleford, my hometown. Now, what happens? I'll tell you what happens. I heard this girl start to sort of whimper and this bloke start to yell, and I'm thinking, what's going on back there? He sounded drunk, so I thought there might be like a spouse type thing going on where they're arguing or something. I'm thinking, this is a bit strange. And this girl gets off at Beechworth and she's crying. She only looked to me about 15. Well, then when we get to Myrtleford, this young lad, this brave young lad, he only looked about probably, I don't know, 18, stands up to what looked to be like this 45 or 50 year old. He says, "Man, you need to keep your hands to yourself." So I get off the bus, and just remember, keep in mind, my whole family was molested. So what happens is I get off the bus and I said, hold on a second, what did he do? And he tried to tower over the young lad. But then when he seen me get off the bus and question, he starts walking off towards the main street. So I'm standing there. I said, hang on, what did he do? He goes, he touched that young girl's boob. I said, the one that was whinging at Beechworth? He says, yeah. Oh, motherfucker. So I cut him off just out in front of the courthouse. He had to go past the courthouse to get where he was going. I cut him off and I went, you motherfucker. And I let him have it with both barrels. Well, what happens is I couldn't hit him. I was screaming and fucking yelling. I went spaz. I said, if I ever find you near a fucking child again, I will fucking do you. Do you understand? And he's standing there, even though he was bigger than me in height. He's standing there and he's sort of looking and he's nodding. And I said, I'm telling you, motherfucker. I said, you're lucky all these people are around here with their cell phones. They had their cell phones out. Seriously, we need more men to fucking stand up to this shit. So I automatically called the police. I said, look, you're just about to get a report. It was me that was yelling down the street, rah, rah, rah. They said, we've already got the report. What's your name? Rah, rah, rah. They come around. The next day, this one particular cop actually said, we tilt the hat to what you did, Sean. We tilt the hat to what you did. We're glad you didn't hit him because that probably would have gone against you. Not that I probably would have fucking cared. If he had have said anything along the lines of, you know, trying to condone what he did, that would have been done. That I probably would have ended up in jail for a while. But holy fuck, you know, Target needs to be taken to task. I've written to him on numerous occasions here in Australia saying, if you end up in the same ball game as America's Target, I'm telling you now, I'm gonna bring hellfire and fucking brimstone down on you on air. And they don't write back. Of course they fucking don't. Hell, I just went down the park the other day and they've got, get this, you know the Superloos? Over here in Australia, for you Americans that don't know, a super loo is like a portable loo that you put out in a park when the workers are working. Well, now they've got to be unified sex, right? It's like, unisex toilets. Why? Why? Because everyone's coming together as one and all men are equal to women and women are equal to men. How about we have our separate fucking toilets? Just leave it at that. No, we've got to be politically correct and go with the whole fucking Facebook mental movement, the whole fucking media mental movement with, oh, if we're so fucking equal, we can all share the toilet. Perhaps not. What about the poor women that don't want that because they have their period? You get a girl or a woman, especially girls that are new to their period, they don't want to be dropping their pads into a bucket in there. So what they have to do is they have to fucking handbag that shit. No, we don't think of them, do we? We're just thinking about, oh, we're all equal and we can all do the same thing. No, sorry, they have a vagina, we have a penis. And they deserve their personal fucking space. Right? Again, especially the new girls that are coming through maturity, they don't want to have to be, they will walk in there and they're thinking, oh shit, where am I going to put this now? I don't want to drop it around here. I don't want blokes. So, look, let's picture this. You've got a line of three people waiting to go to this loo, this portable loo. There's a bloke and a girl that's new to it all and a bloke. She's looking behind herself thinking, oh God, there's a bloke behind me. I need to, you know, change the pad. And I don't want him fucking known. What am I going to do? I don't have a fucking, I only have me school bag or me handbag on me. You know what the hell? So she goes in there. She's all kinds of paranoid. There are bins and shit, but he might use the bin after her. And she's self-conscious, so she's thinking, oh, he's going to use the bin after me, and he's going to know what I did. And young girls think that, ladies and gentlemen. This whole unisex bullshit can fuck itself. And every one of you fucking mental morons that think that, oh, you know, we're all one, you're a fucking kumbaya shitface is what you are. This is not good for us as human beings. You know what? I hate to tell you, but there are men and there are women and we are different. We've all got our qualities and we've all got our purposes. You know, I'm not about to have a baby because it ain't my fucking purpose. My purpose is to deliver the sperm. I don't know if you knew that, right? And then it's the girl's purpose to deliver, to supply the egg. And then it's the girl's purpose to give birth. I don't know whether you know that. Or maybe you're just one of these LGBTQ fucking transgender mental fucking retards that just because you're not accepted, and rightfully so, because you're not fucking natural in the head, right? Because you're not accepted, you've got to throw us into your fucking filth. It's unfucking real! This is not the fucking world I was looking forward to growing up in. You know, I've spoken 20 times, 30 times before about how I'm going to be moving to the States, but it's just as bad there. It's like we've got nowhere to run to because of this politically correct LGBTQ perverse motherfucking shit. I'll be back.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
Ah, the flowers are out.
Global warming.
The bees are pollinating.
Global warming.
The clouds are out.
Global warming.
The snow's melting.
Global warming.
It's warming up.
Global warming.
The polar bears, they have to swim further.
It's global warming, Dad, gosh.
Please remember that here at TCTA, we use mock value. So if you don't like being mocked, or you don't like seeing other people being mocked for their imbecilic ways or their idiotic ways, then you can go and get mocked. No, I'm joking. All right. No, we do use mock value here on Two's Company, Three's Allowed. So if you don't like that style of broadcasting, I suggest that you find something else to listen to. In all seriousness, mock value has been working for the broadcast, so it's not about to stop now. Okay, so I've calmed down as much as I possibly can during a break, a small break like that. It makes me so fucking angry, and I just don't know how more men out there aren't angry. I guess we just don't have true men anymore. You know, how brave are you as a man? Ask yourself that. Just do yourself that favour. Not me. I don't give a fuck what you do. But ask yourself that question. Do yourself that favour. If you were on a tram, a bus, train, and you saw some girl getting felt up, or you found out when you got off the train or whatever that he felt a girl up, how brave are you? Are you brave enough to walk over there and say, hey, fuckface, come over here? And if there's no witnesses, give him a good fucking hiding. Are you brave enough? Ask yourself that question. Look at yourself in the mirror. How brave am I? Does it scare some of you men, or so-called men, to do such a thing? Okay, I'll give you that. It might scare you. Maybe you don't have that demeanor that I do. But grow one. Grow a demeanor. Eh? Let's call it a demeanor instead of a penis, shall we? Grow a demeanor. And walk over there, as scared as you are, and say, you touch another girl again, and I will fucking hammer you down. Do you understand? Not enough men in the world anymore, ladies and gentlemen. Not enough men. You know, there was a big fucking thing about the biker people over here. And I just heard some bikers go past as I'm talking to you now. The bikers are so evil, and the bikers are so this, and the bikers are so that. But every biker I've ever met has said, if I ever saw that sort of shit, Sean, that person probably wouldn't be breathing afterwards. See, they're men. You can bitch and moan about the wars they have between each other and everything like that. Bikers don't pick on the fucking innocent unless you pick on them. If you're going to fuck with a biker, you expect to be fucked with. But if you're going to pick on me, you can expect to be fucked with. If you're going to pick on anybody sitting in my chat room right now, Limpton Snip or whatever his name is, McQueen22, Epic KJWJ, and fucking JB, what do you think's going to happen? You think they're going to stand there and just let it happen? No. You're going to get fucked with. No different to a biker crew, right? I tell you what, I've met more men in biker clubs than I have just in the general population. So you can call them what you want, but at least they're fucking men. All right, yes. Let's move on to this Monica Schaefer thing. Yeah, Monica Schaefer was actually imprisoned for 10 months, and she's finally been released. She dared to utter anything about the Holocaust, and of course in Germany that's verboten, even though there's not actually anything in the Constitution that could do such a thing, that can say such a thing, but yet they still do it. Now, before I get to the Schaefer thing though, I want to bring this gun violence bullshit up again, because it's coming to roost in this United States now. Through these shootings, so-called shootings, if you want to believe such a thing, given that even now Hollywood stars are coming out and saying it's full of shit, it's coming out in the States. So I thought I'm going to touch more on the gun violence here in Australia, the so-called gun violence here in Australia, just to touch more on it, because then those of you in the States know what to expect. You will see it part and parcel. You will see what's going on here starting to go on over in your country. And at least if I talk about what's going on here in Australia, you'll know what to expect there. Because remember what I've always said. What goes on in the United States of America goes on in the UK. Whatever goes on in the UK goes on in Ireland, because Ireland's not a part of the UK as much as people like to think so. Whatever's going on in Ireland goes on in Scotland. Whatever goes on in Scotland goes on in France. Whatever goes on in France goes on in Australia. Whatever goes on in Australia goes on to New Zealand. And then we come back all the way back around to the United States of America again, and the wheels on the bus go round and fucking round. The Netherlands, rah, rah, rah. We all chase each other's tails. Whatever happens in one white Western country goes to the next. So, with what we've suffered over the years here, you can expect it there. And they really are targeting the Second Amendment over there in the United States. And you know what? This is why I love the Southerners. The Southerners are like, you want me taking my guns, motherfucker? I'll come over there and shoot your ass. Right? And rightfully so. Because they have the right. Within the Second Amendment, a lot of people don't realize this is not just about the right to bear arms. It's the right to bear arms against tyrannical government. I have to repeat this time and time again because I have people writing to me all the time and it's getting on my fucking nerves. Now, what was gun violence like in Australia before Port Arthur? Well, we had the ridiculous Triple J. Triple J used to actually be almost anti-fucking government. Right? They were pretty rebellious. They were almost Albert Camus type rebellion. But over the last fucking 10 years, they've become this politically correct. Oh yes, it was definitely Martin Bryant. Yeah, that can fucking happen. So I went over and I took a look at one of the films there that Triple J had put together. This person called Hack had said, oh, we're revisiting the whole Martin Bryant thing, the Port Arthur Massacre, because it's the anniversary, and oh yes, Martin Bryant did this and that. So what I did is I got down and dirty and wrote a comment in there, because I've been pissed off about what's been going on over there in the United States, where they're trying to rob the Americans of their Second Amendment. So I got down and dirty, and this is what I wrote, and this is what you need to do as well, ladies and gentlemen. You need to hammer them with this shit. I said, yeah, you are a hack, Triple J. By the way, for the Americans, Triple J is a radio station over here. That lad was a party all the way. Oh, but I forgot. And by saying the lad, I'm talking about Martin Bryant that was accused of killing all these people. That lad was a party all the way. Oh, but I forgot. You're not allowed to say that because your Jew masters will shut you down. Joe Viles wrote a book all about it. And who was Joe Viles? I'm guessing you have no fucking idea, because you're not told to think. You're told to read. Little lemmings to the very core. Doing the deed for the dude. Let me fill you in on Joe Viles. He was Mossad. And even some of the survivors of Port Arthur said that the only way Viles could have known some of the details he wrote in his book is if he was there himself. And as Andrew McGregor said, he most likely was, because he has a feeling he led the whole operation. Were any of you aware that Martin Bryant was a 9-year-old boy in a man's body? An Australian commander said that he wished that he had this boy that was shy of guns all of his life teach him how to shoot, because it was the best shoot-to-kill ratio he had ever seen. He was being sarcastic, of course, because he knew there was no way Bryant could have pulled it off. Barry Unsworth, a premier over here in Australia, said 9 years before the massacre something to the measure of, "There will never be uniform gun laws in Australia until there is a massacre in Tasmania," close quote. The reason being is because Tasmania had the most relaxed gun laws in Australia at the time. Get rid of that and you get rid of it all in every state. You people need to pull your head out of your collective asses and look past your nose. Your media has lied its fucking ass off at the hands of our immigration masters. And who is at the top of the immigration policy? As Bob Carr rightly said, Israel, quote unquote. And who is at the head of the media? Israeli Jews, quote unquote. Where does the Mossad come out of? Israel, quote unquote. And they have all the interest in the world to disarm us. Hence why we can't defend ourselves against the coming hordes of rapefugees, aka refugees. Why is it that when some of the survivors asked for a royal commission for the Port Arthur massacre, that they were blatantly ignored? Yeah, you know why. They have been silenced by the media, gagged by a criminal gang of thugs that have their filthy tentacles all over Australia and the United States. If you're afraid of being anti-Semitic, you better get over that shit and fast, because all of this political correctness, LGBTQ, social justice bullshit and feminism, etc., has sent Australia and the states into a downward spiral, and people like Bryant and even you suffer for their crimes. Read the book and start learning something for once in your life, instead of sitting around believing everything that rabbi in the living room, in other words the TV, tells you. Fucking brainless dolts. And then I left the link to the book written by Joe Voles, Deadly Deception at Port Arthur. So, I guarantee you I'm going to get some messages back on this one, some replies back on this one. You know, even some of the survivors were saying, the surviving families were actually saying at one stage that we need a royal commission on this, but they were just blatantly ignored. It's just bullshit, man. So obvious. Now, another bloke, he wrote about what he thought about, you know, when it comes to guns, because the whole issue was, what do you think, how do you think the gun laws have been affected since Port Arthur and the possibility of more massacres coming to pass since Port Arthur, rah, rah, rah. And this gentleman by the name of Seth Velos says, "What a load of crap. Gun crime was on a virtually linear decline for decades before Port Arthur, and it has continued on the same rate of decline to date. AIC data confirms this." Now, I know he's telling the truth, because my brother-in-law is a gun dealer. He has statistics like this. He has a more direct line to the statistics. He has to have. "The buyback was not a success. There have been mass shootings in Australia post-96. E.g. the Monash University shooting in 2002, the 2011 Hectorville siege, and the Hunt family murders in 2014. However, the definition of mass shooting seems to change," and I love this. He says, "However, the definition of mass shooting seems to change depending on which side of the fence you sit on. All the 96 reforms did was erode our recreational and cultural freedoms. Australia is not and should not be a shining example of successful gun control. Plenty of other countries with similar crime rates of our own, to our own, have much more relaxed laws that allow the type of firearms banned as a result of Port Arthur, e.g. New Zealand." Now, this is pretty much what Kurt Russell was saying. He was saying, look, hold on a second. Do you really think that people can't go out there and run over somebody with a fucking car? Do you really think that people can't go out there with a knife? I've been told time and time again, oh yeah, but you can kill a lot less people with a knife than a gun. Bullshit. Do you know how hard it is to kill moving targets? See, it's because you, ladies and gentlemen, haven't gone out there to try and kill moving targets, moving human beings. When you fire shots, do you know how a dance must ensue? Otherwise, and I'm talking a professional trained dance must ensue, because people start falling over each other and they start to run and everything. They're not easy to hit. You've got a machete in your hand and you get up close and personal in a crowd of 30 people, you'd be surprised what fucking kill ratio you get. This whole fucking, oh, this knife thing couldn't do near as bad. If you start jabbing people as you walk past them in the backs of the necks as you're walking down the street and no one's realized yet that they're dying, you'd be surprised how many you can fucking kill. Alright? But shooting, you have to be pretty fucking well trained when you're shooting moving targets. I'm not talking rabbits here, even human beings, as big as they are, it's not as easy as you may fucking think. More to come.
Hey, Sean, there's something in the backyard.
What is it? Is it supposed to be there?
No.
Well, then shoot it.
Hey, Sean.
What?
It was an abo.
Oh, shit. Well, bury it.
Seven-day weather forecast for Beechworth. Saturday, mostly sunny. Sunday, sunny. Monday, mostly sunny. Tuesday, late shower. Wednesday, showers. Thursday, possible shower. Friday, cloudy. The rain can pretty much just go and get fucked. It's summertime. I don't want rain. I want sun. On the wild and misty sun, fear is nature's warning. Hunger here.
And all of this world is for children who play. Days that never end, always children.
There is an urban legend that has been floating around for some years now that the word racist was coined by Lev Davidovich Bronstein, a.k.a. Leon Trotsky, for the purpose of cowing and intimidating opponents of leftist ideology. In his History of the Russian Revolution, Trotsky applied the word racist to Slavophiles who opposed communism. Words like anarchist, communist, and fascist have a negative connotation for many people, but this is because of their perspectives on anarchism, communism, and fascism.
Dare to be brave. Give us a call, 512-488-5801 for the United States of America. 512-488-5801. For those of you in Australia, I know you bastards are brave. You've called in before. 03906-85196. That's 03906-85196. You can find the phone numbers over at tctaunleashed.com. I've even color-coded the numbers for you. Red, white and blue for the United States and green and gold for Australia. No excuses. Give us a call and let the world have it. Don't worry about what I'm saying. If you've got something on your mind, you fucking call in and you let the world have it. Now, so I replied to this guy in the YouTube channel, in the Triple J channel, the bunch of cucks that Triple J are. I replied back and I said, yeah, they also failed to tell us that you can legally own a .577 Snyder that can blow a fucking elephant in half, no less, without a license because it's deemed a non-caliber, meaning no production ammo for it anymore. But you can make your own from 10-gauge shells. But you can't own a crossbow in some states. So in other words, you can own this .577 Snyder, which is close to the Tyrannosaur, and which will blow a fucking elephant in half, but you can't own a crossbow, right? Why don't they tell you? Because it would show you how blatantly ridiculous our gun laws are. And for those of you that keep going on about knives can't kill as many people, you better think again. With a little training, you yourself could take out 30 people with a machete. Oh, and you better ban cars too, because there have been mass killings done with them as well. done with them as well, including in shopping malls after the killer drove through the front fucking window. Just remember, when you good people hand in your guns, the crims still get them. So who's defenseless against the armed criminal? Right? Answer me that question. Who's defenseless against the armed criminals? Because, see, you're going to hand in your guns because you're a good person. Right? You're a good guy. But they're not going to. The crims aren't going to hand that shit in. They're going to keep their fucking Uzis. They're going to keep their M16s and their fucking AR-15s and shit like that. They're going to keep all of that. They're not getting rid of it anytime soon. And if they don't have it, they'll find it. They'll go to the black market and they'll say, I don't give a fuck what the law says. I'm a criminal. I'm going to go buy that shit and I'm going to crawl through this dude's daughter's window or his son's window and I'm going to do all sorts of horrible things because he can't do shit. He doesn't have a gun like I do. He might have like a farmer's shotgun, but you know, it's going to do nothing compared to my fucking M16. Fucking, right? Come on, wake up. That's what Kurt Russell said what he's... In fact, let's do that. Let's fucking do that. I'm going to be doing an extra hour anyway. Let's do the Kurt Russell thing. Let's have a look here. Have a listen to this. He's being interviewed by a douchebag. Say it after me. Douche fucking bag. That thinks for a second that taking the guns away from the people is going to work. Remember, I just told you earlier, a couple of times, it's not just Kiki Sean. It's also the fucking stars, your own stars that you all bow down to so willingly, right? And suck the dick off. It's your own stars that are saying it now. Hey, let's have a listen.
I was just looking in the New York Times this morning, and the guy interviewed many, many people from the Midwest and from the West about San Bernardino.
Mm-hmm.
And the basic conclusion is that there's everybody out there has this feeling of anxiety about when's the next one.
How do you connect the dots for me?
I think that there's a feeling about shootings and violence different now in 2015 than it was in the mid-90s.
Oh, sure, it's not the 90s and we're in 2015.
But Quentin's doing the same game more.
Quentin does what he does. Yeah, Quentin's, you know, he's like painting a picture. He's like writing a story, or he's like a filmmaker.
Right.
No, I think that to mix and match reality with fantasy is something I don't understand. But that's just me.
Yeah.
I think that we should understand the difference. I think that, you know, to mix today's politics with, for instance, in this case, a tale about. A fictional tale about just right after the Civil War.
I'm not talking about politics. I'm talking about ground level, water table, a feeling that's in people's bones that this New York Times piece was talking about. People are generally, you know, between Paris and San Bernardino, there's this thing that sudden violence as a normal day-to-day aspect coming from the gun culture, coming from everything else. It's a different vibe, you know.
I don't understand the concepts of conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since what, the 7th century or something? I don't know.
We all know.
Oh,
right,
wait a minute. That's perfect. He's rubbing it sarcastically in this interviewer's face. Kurt Russell's doing a great job there. But what rubs it in even more? What about the frying pan culture? The frying pan culture, ladies and gentlemen. I used to hang out with a couple of the dudes from digitally. I used to digitally hang out with them in chat rooms and stuff like that from Revere Radio. They're still going, by the way, Revere Radio. They're not my killer fish, but they've got their broadcasters in their own right. What happens is on Revere Radio, Rob Revere, the founder of it, actually said, you know, the gun culture. I'm not sure what you mean by the gun culture. So, well, Rob Revere was saying, hold on a second. What about the women? Do you realize that more men die at the hands of women smashing their husbands over the head with a frying pan after he's had an affair? Or is more women die after they've been found out? I've got a personal friend, and this is probably going to offend some people big time, but I've actually got a personal, you could call him a friend, sort of. I don't know him well, but I knew his brother well before he died. So I still write to this bloke. He killed his ex and the bloke they were having an affair with. Now, I don't condone the killing. Of course not. You know, that's a thing that you would normally get over. It's not nice when you find your girlfriend in bed with some other bloke. It's a horrible feeling. It's like you're not just breaking up with the girl in that one instant. You're realizing that you feel, how was I inadequate? Did I have a small dick? Did I not treat her right? I've done everything in my power. And then all of a sudden you walk in and here she is on top of some other dude, or he's on top of her. So, you know, there is an element to it where you go, well, you know, yeah, I can see where you went when you went bam, bam, and you blew him to shit. So he's got a life sentence. He'll die in prison. There's no doubt about it. But I see where he's coming from. Okay. You can just see the emails now. They're going to be coming in left, right, and goddamn center. But here's the thing. Taking the gun away. From him, do you think it was going to work? No, because he'd go out and get another fucking gun. Plain and simply, he's going to go out and get another fucking gun. Now, let me go back over this bit here.
Conversation of the gun culture. We've lived with guns since, the 7th century or something?
See, we've lived with guns for the last 7th century. But what about the frying pan culture? Did it matter if this dude that I know walked in with a gun or a fucking frying pan and slammed and caved their skulls in? They weren't going anywhere soon. Seriously, what's this whole gun culture thing? What about the run you over culture? What about the fucking stick some barbed wire up your ass culture? You know, there's so many way people. What about the slit your throat culture? There's a culture to fucking everything. You know, many of you that have been listening to my broadcast for years now know that I've been talking about the apple corer through the eyeball culture, right? Because you can kill someone with an apple corer. Someone comes through your son or daughter's window, you know, as he's coming through the window, you're like, oh, motherfucker, did you just break into the goddamn wrong house? You sort of squat down and look at you right in the eye. You just gone fucked up. You grab that apple corer and just go fucking through his eyeball. And then you give him a good kick to the top of the head and his corpse falls out onto the fucking ground while he's still quivering. What about the apple corer culture, huh? The gun culture, come on.
I don't know. We all know that right now guns is a trope. It's a totem. It's a metaphor that disenfranchised white guys need. It makes them feel good because they're being...
You can say what you want. I don't agree with that. So it's not my thing.
But it's statistically...
You can look. If you think gun control or something like that is going to change a terrorist point of view, I think you're, like, out of your mind. I think anybody is. I think it's absolutely insane. The problem we're having right now is that we don't have the concepts of how to turn it around and say, you know, you may think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do.
There we go. That's what we're dealing with here. You see, not enough men in the world. What Kurt is basically saying, yeah, I know, right? Somebody in the chat room, Epic, also known as Jacko, that does Jacko's Lantern, said disenfranchised white guys. Yeah, he just had to put that in, didn't he? The dumb little fuck. You're absolutely right, Jacko. He just had to put that in. Disenfranchised white guys feel good about themselves. No. You know, I've used weapons they're not weapons. They're not weapons anymore, ladies and gentlemen. What they are firearms. I've used firearms all of my natural born fucking life. And the reason being is because I enjoy to hunt. It's got nothing to do with trying to feel big and tough. You want to know about people that want to feel big and tough? You get out there with the niggers, right? The ones that sit there and they pull the fucking firearm, the Colt 45 off automatic off their side and they tilt it sideways, even though that's not the best way to fire it. They're the ones trying to look good. White guys tend to like to fucking go out there and enjoy their sport with their guns. They're hunting with their guns. They don't go out of their way to feel masculine as if, look at me, I've got a fucking gun on my side, look at me. It's bullshit. Absolute bullshit. I've never met a white guy like that. I know dudes not far from here that have multiple legal firearms. And not one of them have those firearms to look at me, look how tough I am, look at me. Right? They just don't do it. They do it because they enjoy the sport, the hunt. We all have hunter in us. Us men, we all have hunter in us. When I go rabbiting, right, whether it be with a bow, a net with a ferret or whatever, it's the hunter in me. It's the need to survive and the need to provide. Survival, provide sort of thing. We'll talk more about this when we get back. I want to hear some of you. Call in. I'm not paying this money for nothing. 512-488-5801. 03906-85196. We'll be back.
Too many places these days, you have to stop yourself from speaking freely. It seems everywhere you go, there are those that will call you a racist, anti-Semitic, or a hater. Here at TCTA Unleashed, free speech is truly free speech. And no matter how controversial your view may be in other arenas, here you have nothing to fear.
Temperature currently at Wangaratta. Temperature 23.1 degrees Celsius. Dew point 3.6 degrees. Feels like 20.3 degrees. Relative humidity 28%. Wind north 7 kilometres per hour. Wind gusts 7 kilometres per hour. Pressure 1019. Fire danger 12.3. But just to explain to the ladies and gentlemen what you mean by a financial bubble, just a bit more emphasis on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Financial bubble is when there are increasing amounts of money, or the amount of money available in society is increasing a lot faster than the amount of goods and services you can buy with that money. Okay?
Right.
That means that prices must be increasing somewhere in society, and it means that those who get the new money first have a big advantage because they can buy it at prices before they go up.
Yes. Got some chatter going on in the chat room there with Jacko and also JB and Lip. No, I've killed two rabbits with a compound bow. You can't really do it with a bow per se. I've never killed a rabbit with a bow. They're too limp, which is a compound bow. Holy shit. That's some good stuff right there. Mine was an 80 pound compound bow, and I killed two at the burrow entrance. So what they do is they tend to run into the burrow when they see you. You crouch down and you wait. Do not pull the string back yet, because a compound bow, it's like you've got to really be pretty strong for that to hold it back and keep it back. So you wait. Very gently bring it back once they come back out of the burrow, because what they do is they come out of the front of the burrow and you very slowly bring it back, because they're going to be cautious. They think, okay, I had to run into my burrow sort of thing, so I'm going to be cautious. And they sit at the burrow for a while. You just aim it right at that burrow mouth. And no, you don't have to be that close if you've got a compound bow. 80 pound is pretty good. I mean, I was probably, I would say, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, I was probably 8 meters away, 9 meters away, maybe even 10. And I got two of them. I'm not very successful even with the compound bow, but it did me well at the time. Best way is your ferret. Grab a ferret. Put it down the burrow. Put your nets around all the different burrows and let the ferret do the work. Just don't end up heartbroken like I did, where my ferret Flo, her name was Flo, ended up getting buried alive. Unfortunately, she, I think what happened, she got bitten by a snake, something like that. I'm not sure. But she went down and she didn't come back up. So I was like, oh no, because I'd had her for a couple of years. Anyway, again, I'm going to reiterate the phone numbers. For those of you in the States, 512-488-5801, 512-488-5801. Of course, Australia, 03-906-85196. 03-906-85196. Now, getting back to this Kurt Russell clip here, you know, let's get with the culture, the gun culture.
I think you've got me worried about what you're going to do. Dude, you're about to find out what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. And that's going to worry you a lot more. And that's what we need. That will change the concept of gun culture, as you call it, to something of reality, which is, if I'm a hockey team and I got a guy bearing down on me as a goaltender, I'm not concerned about what he's going to do. I'm going to make him concerned about what I'm going to do.
I guess Obama's point was that the guys who are on the no-fly list, no-fly list because of terrorist mm-hmm. connections, can get a gun pretty easily.
They can also make a bomb pretty easily.
Yeah.
So what? They can also get knives and stab you. What are you going to do about that? They can get cars and run you over with them. What are you going to do about that? What are you going to do about that?
They didn't kill the people in San Bernardino.
Oh, but they've killed others that way. Haven't they? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? Outlaw everything? That isn't the answer.
Just put some controls.
Put some controls. What? So the people who want to defend themselves can't?
No, not so you can't. Just so the idiots can't get a hold of them. That's
do you really believe they're not going to? Are you serious about that? Are you seriously? Harder. What good will that? Oh my God! You and I just disagree.
Okay.
You and I just disagree. I understand that you think that you can control the behavior of people that are dead set on taking your way of life away from you. I think you think you can control that.
No.
And there's only one thing you can do with that, and yeah. Say, no, dude, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. That's just not going
to
happen.
Speak with you, man.
Good talking with you.
And that's the way it is, ladies and gentlemen. The only thing you can do sometimes when it comes to... It's just you've got to agree to disagree with the douchebags. We've got a caller. We've got a brave caller, I'm sure. And I'm pretty sure it's an Australian number, if I'm looking correctly. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Levi Goyam.
Levi! Levi, JB!
How you going, mate?
Oh, I'm going all right, mate. You know, this world's shitting me. What about you?
Yeah, as always. But just in regards to that archery bizzo...
Yeah.
A mate of mine got a bow when we were teenagers on a farm. He's on a farm and I was out there, you know, hanging out. He got a bow for his birthday and his old man got out. Oh, I know how to use a bow. And he shot a couple of arrows into the paddock. And he goes, okay, boys, go out and get them. And we ran out into the paddock. About halfway to the arrows, he goes, okay, boys, dodge these.
Oh, shit.
And starts shooting arrows at us. So we're like, serpentine, serpentine.
Run!
Running zigzag through the field and into the other paddock to where there was a house, and we're just hiding in there.
You know, nobody believes the story I'm about to tell you right now, JB, except when my brother finally confirms it. I was shot in the head twice by a slug gun.
What?
Yeah. My dickhead brother said, he says, oh, Sean... You know, me and Andrew are going to be, you know, firing at this polystyrene wall sort of thing. We need you to hold it up. And I'm, me being the stupid, you know, 8-year-old dickhead, I hold this thing up for him. And they were saying it's not going to go through. Yeah, it's not going to go through. So what happens is they fire this little lead slug through this thing and it smacks me right dead bang in the middle of the friggin' forehead. And then, get this, a month later, you wouldn't believe it, a month later, they're firing at a tree, and it's hardwood. So I'm over on this angle, oh God, I'm over on this angle, and all of a sudden I hear this, and I'm thinking, what was that? And then I look across and here they are firing at the tree. So I'm going, what the? And then they fire off another shot and sure enough, I hear this, and it went, boom, and it smacked me in the forehead, almost exact same spot. So I walk across and I go, you just shot me in the head again. And he goes, oh, stop being a dickhead. I said, oi, look at this. And there was a big burn mark, like red burn mark where the slug had hit me. Because as you know, they swivel.
Oh, yeah.
So literally twice in a month, I'd been shot in the head with a bloody slug gun. I was surprised I didn't lose an eye when I looked back.
Yeah, well, normally those things happen in threes too.
It's well. It sort of did. My brother that week was trying to teach me how to not be afraid of what he calls in the dark. He kept saying to me, "It's not the dark you need to be afraid of, Sean. It's what's in the dark." I said, "Thanks, no worries." And he says, "I'm going to teach you how to." He said, "You just walk up the back paddock there. You'll be fine." Big mistake. I walk up the back paddock. I hear some rustling in the grass, so I crawl up this tree. Well, it turns out it was possums. So they run straight up the tree, over my back, scratch me to pieces to get to the top of the tree. So it sort of did happen in threes. Oh, yeah, I've lived an interesting life. What do you think of this whole target thing?
Just fucking bullshit PC pandering garbage, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Bowing down to their Jewish communist overlords.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. You know, like I was saying...
Same deal as that. Did you hear about that Norwegian frigate that crashed into an oil tanker?
No.
And sank? Yeah, 5 out of the 6 navigators were women.
You're going to get yourself into trouble with that one.
Well, it's across all of the Western, white Western countries' armed forces are all being totally degraded.
I know.
With this politically correct... equality bullshit and putting women into frontline service, and they're setting us up for a communist takedown.
You know,
because our military won't be in any sort of position to affect any sort of effective defence.
Absolutely. Look, the facts are the facts. It's not that we're trying to degrade women or anything, but the facts are the facts. Remember what James Lantier said. I don't know whether you heard the show we did at that stage, JB, but. What happens is we were talking about women in the police force, and I said, look, I don't know about you, James, but I don't want like a 5'10" girl coming to my rescue when there's some big 6.5-foot bloke trying to bash down my door. I'm sorry. I said, I would rather someone like you, James, that's built like a brick shit house that can barrel this guy over. I said, because, you know, let's face it, you've got this girl, this short, statured girl, even if she's tall, let's face it, the girls are not as strong as us. So you've got this girl that's trying to protect you against this 6'5" guy that's built like a brick shitter. She ain't going anywhere. So what's she going to have to do? She's going to have to resort to the gun. And there could be an unnecessary death. You see, if it's a big, beefy guy like James Lantier, that comes along, and he was a cop for the Bronx. He was policing the Bronx at the time in his younger age, and he's a big bloke that comes along and just barrels him over. There doesn't need to be any shooting. I mean, logic and common sense.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his classic example was the two overweight 50-plus-year-old middle-aged women police officers in, I think, the Netherlands, when a terrorist, Muslim terrorist, shit-skin invader decides to overpower them and steal their guns and go on a killing spree.
I know, right?
And they're two middle-aged women, overweight middle-aged women, are not going to be any sort of defence for a freaking young, fit, you know, 20-something-year-old man.
You know...
It's a joke. They're putting the public in danger, but, you know, equality.
They really are. Hey, well, listen, we're coming to the second hour. Did you want me to hold you over there, JB?
No, it's all good, mate. I'll leave you to it.
All right, too easy. When I get back, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to talk about something that JB just triggered me with when it comes to Police Academy and the big, fat, black lady. Don't you move, motherfucker! We'll be back.
I stood in the warmth, I chilled to the bone.
107.9 FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York. Ladies and gentlemen, if you happen to be listening via 107.9 FM in the Alpines, then you may notice a little bit of silence around 6 PM in the evening every night. The reason for this is because we have to reset the 107.9 system. If we don't, things can start getting a little bit laggy, and then before you know it, you've got skips and jumps in the audio, and we don't want that, that's for sure. We also do reset WTFR once in a while, around every week. It's a Windows 7 machine, and if we don't reset it, then again, we can get jumps and skips in the audio. So if you hear a little bit of silence here and there, don't be alarmed. It's just us resetting things server-side. WTFR.
Welcome to Two's Company, Three's Aloud, with your host from the land down under, Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Sean, a.k.a. Surplus.
Dissecting the latest news on the issues that invade your privacy and take away your rights as we move closer to a one-world government. And finding solutions alongside you, the listener, to fight against the New World Order. And now, here's your host, Sean.
Yes, welcome back. Two's Company, Three's Lab, top of the third hour. We're going to do a bonus hour because I need to cover so much more. I want to get to this Monica Schaefer thing just as soon as this thing here. Let me have a look. Just going to navigate to this at the moment. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, here we go. So, yeah, I want to actually play some audio from Monica Schaefer. For those of you who don't know who Monica Schaefer is, she was actually put away for a while for daring to speak the truth about the Holocaust over in Germany. And there's been people over in Germany that get put away for a lot more. Let's start with this one. This is where she's talking about the new crime defense. She was on the Brian Rue show. I'm not necessarily a fan, but she was on the Brian Rue show and she discussed how she was very thankful to the people that wrote to her while she was in prison and stuff like that, because she sort of said that was her lifeline. You know what I mean? Because she really had no idea what was going on, who was defending her or who was hating her or whatever. And people writing her letters was a great thing. But then she moved on to talk about other things. Let's have a listen to Monica Schaefer here.
Giving me the indication that it's time to get out, I had to flee. So I went from being 10 months in a prison cell where basically I have no power over decision making for day-to-day life, right? I mean, it's not like I left my brain behind, like I didn't put my brain to sleep. I used all my faculties and I worked hard and I was very disciplined at staying active mentally and physically and every which way. I was really trying to stay alert and active. However, when it comes to the day-to-day decision making, you have no power. Nothing, you know, they set the schedule and you're basically at their disposal. They've got the key and they turn it when they feel like turning it. And you're on a very, very, very strict, tight schedule. So I went from that for 10 months to suddenly having to flee and being basically thrown out into the world and having to make my way home. And I'm telling you, it was a little bit more excitement than I cared for.
Yeah, excitement doesn't sound the word. It must have been quite disturbing. Or were you isolated emotionally? How did it feel?
I would say that for several days, hour after hour after hour, and through the night, I was traveling by trains to get out of Germany and not fly from Germany. That was the advice also.
Listen to what this poor girl, this poor lady has had to go through. She's now fleeing for her life after she's been released from prison. just for speaking. This is how crazy this fucking world has gotten. You know, I might not agree with you, whether you be a Jew, a rabbi himself, whether you be Islamic, whether you be Christian, whether you be just some atheist or agnostic, I might not agree with you, but do I believe you belong in prison for speaking? No. You might belong in prison for your bad actions. For instance, the Jews have proven beyond doubt that their actions have caused more harm than good than ever before. And, but not even just ever before, over the last God knows how many centuries, okay? You might belong in prison for that. But do I believe you belong in prison for speaking? No, not at all. So how can a woman go across and say, look, I don't believe the Holocaust happened the way it said it did, or I don't even believe it happened at all. Just because she was speaking, she ends up in prison and then she's fleeing for her life. This is a lady in her later middle-aged years. And she's been imprisoned for talking. This is fucking insane. This is fucking insane. You know, it wasn't so long back. It was about, probably 6 to 8 months ago. I had a young lady at one of the local pubs. Again, I don't go to the pubs very often. It's seldom. But I get a lot of comments there when I do go. Like if a friend says, oh, let's go have some fish and chips, I might do it, I might not. But when I get there, there's somebody who comments, and this young lady came over and said, Sean, I don't agree with a lot of what you say, but I agree with your right to say it. You see, that's a sane person. A sane person says, I don't agree with what you're saying, but I agree with your right to say it. They didn't want to lock you up in a fucking cage for 10 months or 3 years. That's fucking insane. That shows guilt on the behalf of the person that imprisons you. Well, if you don't agree with what I'm saying, I'm going to imprison you. Well, why do you need me to agree with you? You know what I'm saying? Oh, fucking ridiculous. It's so obvious in your face, but people don't get it.
Hour after hour, and through the night, I was traveling by trains to get out of Germany and not fly from Germany. That was the advice also. I was just on a really, really high level of tension, and I don't know what you could call it. I guess probably there was adrenaline coursing through my body, but I don't know. Adrenaline is just a really fast thing, you know, fight or flight, but it felt like I was in the flight mode for hour after hour after hour. It was extreme, I have to say. So,
was anybody with you supporting you, or were you alone traveling?
I was alone traveling. I started out with a family member, the very first leg. Then basically 8 trains later, I was at an airport in another country, and then I could buy a ticket, like walking up to a bus ticket counter, except this was to get on an airplane. And so I flew back to Canada. So I was very fortunate in that I had support in terms of I had money in my pocket. I mean, I had to have money in my pocket. I didn't have any of the money stayed in the prison. Right now it's still there because I got released on a Friday night.
Yeah, some people were sending you money to buy stamps and things like that. Did you ever get that?
Oh, yes. I also want to say thank you so much to all the people who did send donations, all those 5 and 10 and 20 euro donations. So they would put that into the account there. But there's now still money there. Hopefully my lawyer will be able to get it out. I did send him a power of attorney thing just to be able to do that. And there were foreign currencies amounts as well, and checks, which they would have just handed to me if I had been able to pick those up, but I had to flee. I did go back to the jail on the Saturday. That was kind of, even that was risky. My lawyer didn't really want me to do that. I was released Friday evening.
This sounds terrible. Like, why is it risky? They release you from prison legally. What? I don't understand. Why is it so risky? Or can you tell us?
Very good question. This brings us to the core of the German court system, the German so-called justice system.
Now, listen to this, and listen to this very carefully. The so-called German justice system. You've got to listen to this. It's going to blow your fucking mind on how ridiculous and insane this world has become.
it so risky? Or can you tell us?
Very good question. This brings us to the core of the German court system, the German so-called justice system. You cannot defend yourself in a German court of law, because if you defend yourself by speaking about the very things that you are in prison for, well, then you are doing a new crime. Like the thing that they call a crime, the politically incorrect speech, whatever it is that they threw you in there for, like what they threw me in for was just for speaking, peaceful expression, never did violence, never promoted violence, never did anything like that, just peacefully talking about how I see the events of World War II, and they are very different from what we have been taught. So if we defend ourselves in court by talking about those things, we do new crime in their eyes.
You hear that? You hear that? So, for those, for the confusion in the chat room, now we are live. We are live here on your 16th, well, no, 17th now. 17th of the 11th, 2018, and 17th of the 11th, 2018 here in Australia. Get your shit together, lip. So, in other words, you commit the crime of denying the Holocaust or saying that the Holocaust didn't happen the way they say it happened. And then what happens is if you try to discuss it, if somebody says to you in the German court system, what is it you did? And you say, well, I denied this, 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 this. They go, oh, you're committing a crime by saying that. You say, but you just asked me to. You just asked me why I'm in here, why I'm in prison. And they say, yeah, doesn't matter. You just discussed the Holocaust. How dare you? And they that's a crime committed again. Holy fuck. Do they even understand the word double jeopardy? The term double jeopardy? It's fucking seriously. Do they understand the word double jeopardy? No, I don't think they do. Oh my God. What a nightmare we're in. Albert Camus. Remember, and I know this off by heart, I don't even have to look at it. I'm turning my face away from the note that I've got over there. Albert Camus said this, the only way to be absolutely free in such an unfree world is to, well, shit, I might forget it if I'm not careful, is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. Let me do that again. And I'm facing my closet. I kid you not. The only way to be free in such an unfree world is to become so absolutely free that your very existence is an act of rebellion. That was it. Now let me go over to my note and make sure that's right. Yep, that's right. Okay. So, that's, you know, they don't double jeopardy the act of rebellion. These German courts wouldn't have a fucking clue what that meant. You know, oh! Take a look at Australia. Just recently, we had 1566 3NE, which is a radio station over here. 1566 3NE is much better than Edge FM or any of those nigger fucking lovers. Always playing nigger music. The Edge, you know, what is it, 102.1 or some shit. And just every time you turn it on, fucking drives me nuts. Yeah! Fucking drives me off the planet crazy. And I'm like, oh, let's change this shit. 1566 3NE might play the occasional 1990s nigger music or something like that, but very occasionally. But other than that, they do some really good white, some white 80s stuff and things that I grew up on, even some, a little, a few, some 70s stuff. But here's the thing. 3NE, what was my fucking point now? See? That's what happens when I go off on tangents. What was it? Now I've forgotten. It's all Jew Banker's fault. He put this bloody thing in the chat room. Now I'm going to have to read it. The Wrath of the Awakened Saxon by Rudyard Kipling. It was not part of their blood. It came to them very late with long arrears to make good when the Saxon began to hate. They were not easily moved, they were icy, willing to wait till every count should be proved ere the Saxon began to hate. Their voices were even and low, their eyes were level and straight. There was neither sign nor show when the Saxon began to hate. It was not preached to the crowd. It was not taught by the state. No man spoke it aloud when the Saxon began to hate. It was not suddenly bred. It will not swiftly abate. Through the chilled years ahead, when time shall count from the date that the Saxon began to hate. Nice. I like that. Where'd you get that, by the way? We're about to come to a break. Maybe I'll remember what the fuck I was saying before I got to that poem. I'm not meant to look at the chat room. I really shouldn't be looking at the chat room because that distracts you. You get people start talking about stuff while you've got a thought going on in your head. The next thing you know, yeah, you know where it goes. We'll be back. More to come.
This program contains material which some audiences might find objectionable. We suggest that you use discretion while listening. After all, you have free will and can turn it off if you don't like the content. So, if you choose to listen to the entire program and then write us to complain that you were appalled by what you heard, you can blow it out your ass. You were warned. Thank you.
Black raven in a cypress tree in the dead of the night just looking at me makes you wonder if he's got it out for you. Cause your heart starts pumping and your hands go blue. But this woman said she could make me a star by drinking what she had in a mason jar.
Next 12 hours in bright, 3 p.m. clear, 27 degrees Celsius. 6 p.m. clear, 25 degrees. 9 p.m. clear, 18 degrees. And 12 a.m. clear at 14 degrees. It's warming up, and it's about damn time. I just finished saying to my daughter earlier that this year I will definitely be going swimming.
Israeli Prime Minister between 1977 and 1983, Menachem Begin, had this to say: "Our race is the master race. We are divine gods on this planet. We are as different from the inferior races as they are from insects. In fact, compared to our race, other races are beasts and animals, cattle at best. Other races are considered as a human excrement. Our destiny is to rule over the inferior races. Our earthly kingdom will be ruled by our leader with a rod of iron. The masses will lick our feet and serve us as our slaves."
Oh yeah, we're in the danger zone. Yes, we are. I remembered my point that I was going to discuss before the break and before JB rudely put that poem in the chat room. That was a great poem. We need to write that down, no doubt about it. All right. I was talking about on 15663E. The captain and I were sitting around and we heard all of a sudden this pop up. Somebody on 3&E that was doing the news break said, the government will decide when this pedophile, if this pedophile gets out or not. There was a pedophile child killer or something like that. Okay. Now, all of a sudden, this person over the doing the news says the government will be the decider whether the person gets out, this bloke gets out, is released at the time. And I thought, hold on a second, there's no way a government can decide on who gets out of prison. Now, if we had have introduced the death sentence for pedophiles in the first place, and this is what fucking needs to happen, if we had have introduced the death sentence for pedophiles, murderers, rapists, and all of those in the first place, we would never have had to have the fucking arsehole in prison in the first place. And as I've always said, if you need someone, you know, when you take them out for a public hanging, this would be my favorite thing for pedophiles. If you need someone, I'm minimizing that goddamn chat room. You can go fuck yourselves for a second. Right, that's better. If you need someone to walk up to that lever right? Or lever, as we call it in here in Australia. I call it lever. I always did. I don't know if it's because I hung out with people that called it lever or what, but I always called it lever as well. So when Australians walk up to me and go, oh yeah, pull the lever. I'm like, pull the what? I don't know what happened there. You know, I was just maybe Americanized on that word. Maybe I saw too much Knight Rider and A-Team. Pull the lever. But anyway, if you need someone to pull that lever because everyone else is too scared to do so, oh, I don't want to kill someone, Sean. Why would I want to kill someone? Well, because it's a pedophile. Oh, I just don't have the balls to kill someone. Well, let me do it. I will be the first one to walk over there and go fucking chugung, cuckoo. See ya. Ta-ta. Another pedophile gone. And then I'll even be as bold to walk up to the dangling body and kick it in the ass and watch it swing while it quivers. Oh, yeah. Gross as hell, I know. Terrible. What an insane person Sean must be. Well, maybe not. Maybe Sean's sane enough to get rid of the pedophiles in a really fucking gross way, and then other pedophiles will think twice. Maybe they won't go and diddle some little three-year-old because they think, holy shit, I ain't doing that, because otherwise you're going to have Sean on your ass. Fucking chugung. Fucking bam. Get the fuck out of here, right? But on the same token, a government it's not a judge. There's nothing in our constitution that says a government can be the judge of a court case. A judge has to be the judge of a court case. A court has to be the judge. Now, I want the court to give the death sentence to pedophiles. No doubt about it. You know where I stand. But in the meantime, it becomes very dangerous when all of a sudden a government says, well, we'll be the decider on whether this bloke gets out or not. Hold on a second. You don't have that fucking power. You start trying to give them that power, ladies and gentlemen. It doesn't matter if it's a pedophile. It doesn't matter if it's a murderer, rah, rah, rah. They will get power on every fucking thing. That's dangerous. No. What we need to do is say, no, government, you do not have any power in being a judge. That's not your fucking job. The only thing you have power is to say, right, the judge, we appoint this judge to the case. That's it. The Constitution states that. Once we allow them to get outside of the Constitution, we're done. So, I say this. We bring back the death sentence, and if we can prove beyond doubt that this bloke has been diddling some poor kid, the judge gives the judgment and then hand it over to someone like me. Oh, yes. A pair of rusty pliers, a blowtorch, and some lube. We're going to make perfectly sure that we have a little fun before the cha-chung. No jokes. I'm not joking when I say this, though. The government has no power. How 3E, 1566 3E, can sit there and say that the government will be the decider on whether this guy gets out or not. No, no, no. No, that's bullshit. The government has no fucking bearing in judgment. That's why we have judges. How the fuck have we gotten this far that the government can just start saying, by the way, we're voting our own prime ministers in. You don't have the vote. How many prime ministers have you been able to vote for, ladies and gentlemen? You haven't. In the last 4, 5, what have you got? Nothing. So, and now all of a sudden they're saying, well, now we'll decide who gets out of prison and who doesn't. No, that's up to a judge. That's against the Constitution. As JB said in last week's show, and he very simply made it clear, JB said this, this is plain and simply against our sovereign integrity. It's the same thing here. I'm all for killing the pedos. Let's fucking get rid of them. If we had a proper government, we'd just get rid of them. See you later, chuchung. It's not happening because we've got a corrupt fucking government. And we've got a people, unfortunately, that have become so feminized that are like, oh, we've got to feel sorry for the for them. Feel sorry for them? Do you know what they do to kids? Do you know what they did to my two sisters and my brother? Do you want to know what my two sisters and my brother are still going through today? After all these years, they get flashbacks and shit like that. Do you know? Of course you don't. You feminized fucking emotion. You use emotion instead of rationalization. Now, I know that Albert Camus was against systemic rationalization. But remember, it's systemic rationalization. But he wasn't against rationalization as a whole. He was against the whole idea that, okay, when it comes to the system, you really can't rationalize with it. But when it comes to rationale versus emotional, he knew exactly what the fuck he was talking about. We need to drop this emotional bullshit. The reason that they're starting to call it pedosexuality instead of pedophilia, which is what it is because you've got this feminized movement saying that using emotion, saying, oh, but we have to feel sorry for them. No, we fucking don't. You fucking git. And I wouldn't feel sorry for you if you walked out in front of a bus. You feminist fucking assholes. I hope you walk out in front of a bus. Fucking, oh, fuck, that would have felt good. Absolutely. Because you are detrimental to our society. You see, of course the pedo is going to be detrimental because of what he or she does. And I say he or she for good reason, because there's plenty of female pedos out there. But, you know, what's your excuse? You sit there and defend them out of, oh, but we've got to feel sorry for them. Right? Oh, fuck me and call me stinky. Seriously, this is off the planet crazy. Let's have a look here. Here's the next part of Monica Schaefer after she'd gotten out of prison.
And I studiously actually avoided the taboo H subject, you know, this this taboo subject. But the context, and we all know what happened to Silvia Stolz, and she has been...
You can tell the audience, though. Tell the audience what happened to Silvia Stolz.
Yes. Well, she did spend time in jail. She was the attorney for Ernst Sündel years ago in Germany and did her job too well, and she was thrown into jail for almost 3.5 years. So she spent 3.5 years in jail and then barred from carrying on her profession as a lawyer. And then sometime later, she was in Switzerland, gave a talk there, and it was on the subject of freedom of speech. And she didn't say the H word, and I'm talking about the Holocaust word. She didn't say it once in her whole speech.
See how she's afraid to say the Holocaust word at first? This is unacceptable. When you're told what you can and cannot say, remember, we were born with a mouth. Okay, there were no rules on that. So anything, any creature that can come along and tell you, oh, well, you're not allowed to say that because I'm offended, needs to be shot in the head. Plain and simply, anybody who says you're not allowed to say that needs to be shot in the head. See, what I'm saying here on the show, it might be offensive to some people, but they don't have to listen. They can just turn it off. If somebody's at a party and somebody starts to say, you know what, Heil Hitler! Heil Hitler! Right? Well, then they can just walk away. They don't have to be there if they don't want to. But this whole notion that they can say to us, you're not allowed to say that, because I fucking say so, they need to be shot in the fucking face. Plain and simply, shot in the fucking face.
On the subject of freedom of speech, and she didn't say the H word, and I'm talking about the Holocaust word. She didn't say it once in her whole speech. And yet, when she came back to Germany, she was charged for that speech. Again, this 130, the law, or the statute 130, paragraph 130 is the law that says, it doesn't actually say the word Holocaust in it. It's very, very vague. You can't really put your fingers on what that law says. It's very vague, but it has to be. If you're defending lies with laws, you have to be vague so that you can interpret these things however they want to interpret these things. So you don't really know what you're allowed to say or not allowed to say. But anyway, so she was charged with, again, this thing called, you know, the Holocaust, denying it, but really, like, it's not even in the law, but just in the context of her speech, they're saying, and sentenced to 1.5 years prison time. And she's not in prison. It's in going through appeals process and that kind of thing.
So she was basically, she wasn't even using the Holocaust word. But in the context that she was discussing things, it was enough that Germany could put her in prison for a year and a half. Seriously. The American number is 512-488-5801. That's 512-488-5801. And of course, we have the Australian number, 03906-85196. That's 03906-85196. Give us a call and let us know what's on your mind. We've literally only got two segments left.
Where am I?
In bed? What am I doing?
Talking to myself. Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door, a door, a door.
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors.
From the Urban Dictionary, Anchor Baby. What your girlfriend hopes to achieve by forgetting, quote-unquote, to take her pill, thus guaranteeing that you'll have to spend the rest of your now-ruined life with her, or that you'll have to run from the law forever to avoid child support. I caught my girlfriend flushing her pill and poking holes in all the condoms. I think she wants an anchor baby. Next 12 hours in bright, 3 p.m. clear, 27 degrees Celsius. 6 p.m. clear, 25 degrees. 9 p.m. clear, 18 degrees. And 12 a.m. clear at 14 degrees. It's warming up and it's about damn time. I just finished saying to my daughter earlier that this year I will definitely be going swimming. There is an urban legend that has been floating around for some years now that the word racist was coined by Lev Davidovich Bronstein, aka Leon Trotsky, for the purpose of cowing and intimidating opponents of leftist ideology. In his History of the Russian Revolution, Trotsky applied the word racist to Slavophiles who opposed communism. Words like anarchist, communist, and fascist have a negative connotation for many people, but this is because of their perspectives on anarchism, communism, and fascism.
Says it's time to rock and roll.
So the First Amendment doesn't apply to the Daily Stormer. Judge rules, First Amendment doesn't apply to the Daily Stormer. Now, as many of you know, I'm no fan of Andrew Anglin. Okay, because he fucked his way across Asia. As far as I'm concerned, that's race trading. He can stick that shit right up his ass. But look, free speech is free speech. And when you have a judge that is ruling against, see, you're suffering the same sort of shit over there in the United States as what we're suffering here in Australia. Okay, when you have the government saying, oh, you know what, we're going to be the ones who set the prison sentence, that's dead against the Constitution. That's a dead against our sovereign integrity. It goes against everything we stand for. We set judges in motion for a very good reason. It's because the judges need to do their job. The government needs to do their job. Here, however, though, when you get the government all of a sudden saying, "Oh, well, now we're going to do the job of the judge," well, then they are judge, jury, and executioner. You're fucked. This is bullshit. And to think that 15663E could just run this bias as if, oh yeah, we're all just going to sit there and accept it. See, the biggest problem is this. Because it's a fucking kiddie diddler, we all do work on emotion. And me especially, you know, given the fact that my whole fucking family was diddled, I'm going to be one of the first ones to go, yeah, fuck, go government, go. Fucking stop him from coming out. Stop him from fucking getting out of prison, right? But I didn't. I took two steps back and I looked and I went, hold on a second, this is getting fucking dangerous. If you work on a motion here, Sean, because your whole family was molested, then you're now allowing the government to just be judge, jury and executioner. Don't do that. Instead, make perfectly sure that diddlers get the death sentence if they are proven diddlers beyond doubt. So they're caught, they're put through court, they're found guilty, and the judge says, guilty! It's time to fucking kill this motherfucker. Yeah, sure. But do not allow your government to start taking over, and don't let your emotion to take over. Use some rationalization. Rationale is everything. We've got to rationalize what we're saying. You can't just go out there and because you're angry at someone and start smashing them in the face because you might find out 2 days later that he or she didn't deserve the smash in the face. You have to sit down, you have to think about it, you have to rationalize it. Now, when it comes to the judge and the government, they're two totally different fucking beasts and they have their own fucking job. Okay? Plain and simply. Do not use your emotion to judge these sorts of things. Sit down and think about it. The government has no fucking bearing on who goes to prison for what time. Same with the Martin Bryant thing. That poor kid didn't even get a fucking trial. I'll tell you why. It's because he didn't do it. You know, the survivors of that fucking massacre actually said, we need a royal commission. And they the government and the fucking mainstream media just spat blatantly in their face. This is why we've got to be careful. They're going to use our emotions against us. A judge has his job. And there's no doubt, there's judges out there that are fucking Jewified to the fucking hilt. But the fact is, a judge is a judge and a government is a government. And they both have their separate roles. We'll deal with both of them as we go. If the government's not doing its governmental job, we will deal with that. If a judge is not doing its judge job, we will deal with that. But in the meantime, don't confuse the two. When 15663 and E sit there and say, and the government will decide, fuck them. They've got no fucking say over this at all. At all. We're almost at the last segment. So if you want to call in, you better make it quick. 512-488-5801 is the American number. Again, 512-488-5801. If you are Australian, 03-906-85196. That's 03-906-85196. Give us a call. You can also find the phone numbers and the archives after the show at tctaunleashed.com. That's tctaunleashed.com. Now, please bear in mind that Kiwi 6, the server that I use to upload my MP3 files, has gone down. Now, we don't know whether it's something nefarious or whether it's just that they're having troubles. Either way, I have unsubscribed and I don't know what sort of trouble this is going to cause me in the long run, whether I have to upload every goddamn show that I've ever done, re-upload. But I've found another way of doing it so you will still be able to download the archive after this broadcast. Again, Kiwi 6 is down at the present time. They have not been replying to me. I've basically told them to go fuck themselves because they haven't even dared to reply. And one of the things they say is, since you're a paying customer, you get automatic support. Well, your support sucks, Kiwi 6. It sucks ass. Not happy at all. I have so many more articles to go through, and I'm not going to be able to do it, of course. I've got my young ones with me, and I've already gone far and beyond. I've done a third hour, which I normally wasn't going to be doing. My daughter's waiting for me so that we can actually go and do some gardening and everything like that. So I'm not going to do a fourth hour. Let me get to this one here. Where is it? Let me have a quick look at this. Oh no, let me get this one out of the way first. So the Daily Stormer has been denied its freedom of speech. As far as the judge is concerned, oh, you don't deserve freedom of speech because of the awful, awful things you say. Well, hold on a second. That's totally denying the First Amendment over there in the United States of the Constitution. So, that judge has just broken its own constitutional law. I don't know how he or she gets away with it. Let's have a listen to this when it comes to the audio.
A federal judge is once more denying the motion to dismiss the lawsuit against the publisher of the Daily Stormer website, saying it would be premature to reject the case filed by a Whitefish woman. There was a suit filed against Daily Stormer publisher Andrew England. It was filed last year by Tanya Gersh. This came after the end of several weeks of alt-right debate in Whitefish involving movement leader Richard Spencer. Now, Gersh maintains she and her family were threatened by England after he had published several articles on the neo-Nazi website. Gersh maintains England published her personal contact information along with that of her friend.
Now, let's stop it right there. Let's stop it right there. Andrew England's site was never a neo-Nazi website. It never was. He considers himself, I guess you could say, somewhat a white supremacist and a white nationalist, but he's neither, and he's nor the third. He's not a white nationalist, he's not a white supremacist, and he's not a neo-Nazi. None of these groups would accept him, knowing full well that he fucked his way across Asia. Okay? No one would accept him that way. So he's neither of the above. Where this stupid bitch gets her information, I have no fucking idea.
Gersh maintains England published her personal contact information, along with that of her friends and family, while calling his readers to a, quote, troll storm, saying they were, quote, sickened by their Jew agenda. England had accused Gersh of pressuring Richard Spencer's mom during a real estate deal in the Flathead. England maintains his First Amendment rights were violated. But earlier this year, U.S. Magistrate Judge Jeremiah Lynch had rejected England's motion to dismiss the case on those grounds. And this week, U.S. District Court Judge Dana Christensen is reaffirming that ruling. At this point, the case is set to go to trial on January 22nd.
You know, I just love the mainstream media spin on that shit. God, they're full of fuck. You know, how can he be judged a white nationalist if he fucked his way across Asia? Seriously, white nationalism does not accept sex with outside of their own race. Rather, they don't accept it. Plain and simply, white nationalism is about whites remaining within their own whites, not fucking Asians. And that's what England was doing. You know, he tries to talk himself out of it every goddamn time, but there's no way he can do it. Okay, here we go. Here's another bit of audio here. Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg fractures 3 ribs in a fall. Oh no, the poor little Jew. Let's see what this is about.
Just coming into our newsroom, Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, we are getting word she has now been hospitalized. She's 85 years old.
Oh no.
She's fallen. She fractured 3 ribs.
Oh no.
She fell at court.
Oh no.
So we're just getting word of this, that she has been admitted to the hospital.
Oh my God.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg, she's 85 years old. We're going to get more on this, and as we get it, we'll bring it to you.
We'll bring it to you. We'll bring you the fucking schematics of this stupid fucking Jew whore that has been nothing but fucking detrimental to white Western civilization. Yeah, goody. Like, we fucking need to know. Seriously. Oh, isn't that fucking horrible? Don't you feel bad? Come on now. You know you do. When it comes to the gun laws I was talking about earlier, because we are running out of time, Australian ambassador to US, Joe Hockey. I have listened to this.
It's a very tough issue. It is a very tough issue here in the United States. The entire culture around guns, the history of the Second Amendment, a range of different things, it's very different to Australia's experience. And we don't want to lecture our great mates in the United States on gun laws. Our own experience is quite clear. We banned semi-automatic and automatic weapons back in 1996. And thank God... And
fuck you, you fat little cunt. This little fat little fuck sits around eating his fucking jelly donuts... Right? What you call jelly donuts, what we call jam donuts. Every day of his fucking life, look at the fat fuck. What a fat little fuck. And he's fucking going on about gun laws and how, oh, thank God we get rid of semi-automatics. This cunt probably hasn't fucking fired one. This cunt probably fucking has no idea about what self-defense is. Remember, there's no excuse for self-defense with a firearm in Australia. Well, he lives in his fucking ivory tower. Right? And gets interviewed by the most golden of global people. He doesn't have anything to worry about. But when you live in certain poor areas where you're getting fucking shot at, like in Redfern in Sydney, or fucking, what's it, the fucking whore place? I forget the name of it now. Anyway, if he was to live in any of these, he would want instead of them to be called firearms, he would want them to be called weapons. This fat little fuck sits around in his protection. He has no fucking idea why we'd need fucking semi-automatic weapons. Ah, oh, fat little fuck you are, Hockey. You wouldn't have a clue.
Automatic weapons back in 1996. And thank God, and you know, for a range of different reasons, we put in a whole lot of other initiatives, such as mental health checks, a delay between the time you purchase a gun and when you actually can receive the gun.
Already. A whole lot of different things. Fucking seriously, we've got another caller, I'm pretty sure. Let's see if we can bring that caller in. Caller, just hold on 1 second. We're going to bring you in after the break.
Oh, God, it's hot. Oh, it's so hot. It's not because I'm a fat fuck like so many people think I am. No. Oh, I'm just out of breath. And it's so hot for no apparent reason. Oh.
Hey, hey, baby. I'm on girl. When I saw you walking down the street, I said that's a
7-day weather forecast for Beechworth. Saturday, mostly sunny. Sunday, sunny. Monday, mostly sunny. Tuesday, late shower. Wednesday, showers. Thursday, possible shower. Friday, cloudy. The rain can pretty much just go and get fucked. It's summertime. I don't want rain. I want sun.
The whole show on, but I agree with you 100%. Sean, you see it firsthand yourself in Australia, do you not?
No, that's exactly right, Jimmy. I wholeheartedly agree with the caller. Susan, you've really hit a point that I speak about quite often on my show, and I've spoken about it time and time again. When if we go to somewhere like Lebanon or if we go to Iraq, we abide by their rules. We do our best to preserve their culture because it is their culture. It's their right. Now, if somebody comes to Australia...
Final segment, ladies and gentlemen. Two's Company 3's Allowed, WTFR. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jacko from Melbourne.
Hey, Jacko, you're coming through much clearer than what you did last week or the week before.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. What's on your mind?
I just want to remind everyone to skill up in the real world, work on your networks, and disengage wherever you can.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, Jacko, you would be very proud of me, sir. As
I'm
I said,
always proud of you, Sean.
There we go. You know... and I will be up in your neck in the woods in the next few months, more than likely. So we should get together and go out for a steak meal or something like that. But, I've actually been using your show, your garden show, as reference, as I said recently, but it's come in more in handy than what you expect. I've taken some film of the garden that, the captain and I have created, and I'm going to be sending it your way as soon as what I'm doing is I'm doing a step-by-step thing. I filmed it when it was young. I filmed it when the beans and the peas are getting bigger and the tomatoes and all of that. And I'm doing this step-by-step thing. I think you're gonna enjoy what you see, given the fact that it's my first real garden.
I look forward to it.
Yeah, it should be good. It should be good. So what have you taken from tonight's broadcast, Jacko?
I think underneath it all, we can see that a lot of us white people like to virtue signal. We like to say we're really good people.
Yeah.
And I think that's also our weakness. And I think that Kevin McDonald, the guy who says, you know, pathological altruism, I think what he's really talking about is our virtue signalling, our want to tell society we're good people is being used against us. And I think that's our big weakness. And I don't hear anyone summing it up nice and clearly at the moment. I also think that we have 100 times more strength than we've been told we do, and we just need to tap into it.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you make a really good point about how we're trying to please rather than... And this is one of the things I think I said on last week's show, that, well, we've got to please everyone. Why? Why do we have to please everyone? Why do we have to bow down to this word racism and everything like that? Like, oh, you're a racist. So the reason we cringe is because we don't want to upset people. Why? We need to upset people. We don't need to please. You know, my own son said today, and I won't say anything on air about who he was talking about, but my own son said this to me today. He said, you know, Dad, this particular person, he doesn't want to upset people. So the reason he does what he does and the reason he bows down to this, that, and these stupid things is because he doesn't want to upset people. I said, yeah, but in doing that, and my son already understood. I didn't have to explain it to him, but of course I had to reiterate it. And I was like, yeah, but in doing that, trying to please everybody and not doing the right thing, not standing back and saying, you know what, stop doing this because it's damaging white Western civilization. That's where it all becomes damaging to people like yourself and myself, Jacko, JB, and all of those. It becomes damaging because even, look, I like to please people too. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to look, when I'm down the street or something like that, I don't want to look like a bastard. But if something is happening that I know is detrimental to white Western civilization, I have to bite the bullet and say, right, no, this is unacceptable. As much as I would like to please you and have you smile at me and pat me on the back, I'm not going to do it because if I do, it's going to be damaging to white Western civilization, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do. And my wife cringes because I'm like that. I'm a bit like you like that. Thankfully for people like the boob grabber on the bus, I don't come across those blokes.
Yeah.
Because that'd be messy. But I do get the high-pressure salesmen in car parks that I unleash on.
Yep.
They have the pressure technique where they've got, like, a special offer just today and they stick the clipboard in your face and that kind of thing. And it's like, those guys always get a serve. I just like, no, my wife said no 3 times, mate. That's enough.
Yeah.
Well, do you work? It's like, fucking if I work, you can't get out of here.
Yeah.
Anyway. So I know what you're talking about, and yeah, I think everyone just needs to rediscover their spine and use it.
Absolutely, you know, couldn't have said it better myself. Perhaps I did say it earlier on in the show today. I was like, where have the men gone? And I'm not talking about blokes that sit around swilling beer at the pub. Look, okay, go and have a beer at the pub. Swill your grog, but at the end of the day, if you see some young girl getting picked on like I did on that bus, get off the bus, grab him around the scruff of the neck, shake him around like a rag doll and say, if you fucking do that again, I will kick the fuck out of you. We need men again. And I'm sure you've seen it, especially being in your area, Jacko. You live in Melbourne. You must have seen some stupid shit that goes on there where blokes will just sort of stand aside and do nothing. You know,
Thankfully, my area of Melbourne's still very, very white. The Africans are only just starting to show up out this way. But I've seen the mobs, even out in really nice areas where the average house price is $1.5 million. I've seen the mobs at the train station. I've seen the guys at the train station say, look, you really need a ticket. And I've seen these guys just say, yeah, what the fuck are you going to do, bro, huh?
Yeah.
And it's like the guy's just trying to tell you that you need to pay your way.
Yep.
You don't need to threaten to smash his face in for that.
Exactly.
And this is why we know that they're just not compatible.
They're not compatible at all. I've seen that firsthand. As you know, I lived there for 6 years. I lived in Melbourne for 6 years out near Tullamarine. And especially out in the Broadmeadows area, when you get on the Broadmeadows train that goes into the city, you'd continuously see a lot of these Lebs hanging around in their little gangs there, little puffy gangs. And they'd be like, for instance, there was even one on the train station. There was a gang of Lebanese, and one of them had the disgusting, I don't know what you'd call it, the disgusting beef to walk up behind this elderly lady and act like he was having sex with her while she wasn't looking. She looked about...
It's like they're 9 years old in like an adult body.
Yeah.
And with really bad taste for a nine-year-old.
Yeah, yeah. Here he is just making these hip thrust movements, if you know what I'm saying, while she's on this walking thing. And all his mates are laughing. She has no idea what's going on. She's probably deaf. Like, she didn't look back, unless she was just afraid. And I walked over and I just said, hey, come on, lads, what are you doing? And they're sort of like, oh, no, it's all right, brother. Oh, we're just having a bit of fun. I said, yeah, at an elderly lady's expense, what the fuck's wrong with you? And you have to be careful with that, because they can pull a knife or anything. They're not like us, where a fair fight is a fair fight. You know, they'll cut you open if they think that you're going to be a threat.
It's true. And I'm starting to see the white blokes are starting to act like that when they get pulled into it. There's some footage of these nignogs that pick on these two blokes just walking down the road. And these two white blokes just fucking unleash on these poor bastards. It was actually really sad, because white blokes tend to work together better. And they ended up smashing the fuck out of one of these guys. They threw his head backwards onto the road. And, of course, the back of the head's really vulnerable.
Yeah.
They wrecked the day really
bad. Hey, let me stop you there for a second, Jacko. We've only got a few minutes. I was reading this thing about Donald Trump recently. It's about the only time I've been proud of Donald Trump. And that is since he started talking about Antifa. He recently said that Antifa had better watch themselves, because the guys that are opposite to them, their opposing team, are much rougher and much more violent. And he's talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists and all of that. And I know firsthand, being a white nationalist, of what sort of crowd these Antifa crowds are going to be up against. So when finally Trump actually came out and said something that I was proud of, he said straight out, he said, Antifa are going to end up with their asses handed to them, because the opposing crowd, the Antifa are just show ponies. They're out there with their masks on and their baseball bats, but they can't do shit. But the white nationalists and the neo-Nazis and the white supremacists and all of those have been doing this for much longer. And they are willing to bring the Antifa crowds down of the likes we've never seen. So when he said, you better be careful, Antifa, because you're going to get your ass handed to you. And I'm talking handed to you in such a much more violent way than you Antifa crowd ever know.
You're right on. The Antifa just signal to each other between bong hits and meth, right?
Yeah.
The white nationalists approach it as a war. They become soldiers. They become hardened. They do the training.
I know some of them personally. I know some of them personally. Not just the political Nazis that stay away from that, but the political Nazis put me onto a few people that are not just going with baseball bats, but there's going to be some bodies buried in ditches. Let me just say that. If they're not careful, if these Antifa keep up their shit, they're going to be in a lot of trouble. We've got about 20 seconds, Jacko. Any last thoughts?
That's the cycle of history. Good times make weak men. Weak men make hard times. Hard times make strong men. Strong men make good times. And that's where we are.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, good talking with you, mate. I hope to get more calls.
You too, brother. Stay well.
Yeah, you too. I hope to get more calls, ladies and gentlemen, on the next show. We've had JB and Jacko call in yet again. Great calls as always. I want to hear from some of you Americans. You've been listening to Two's Company, Three's Allowed. This was brought to you live by the one, the only WTFR, where thought is free radio. I really do hope to hear from you. I want to hear from you Americans. You have a voice. Fucking use it. All right. I love you, my white brothers and sisters in arms. I will talk to you again next week. Bye-bye now.
101.9 FM here in the Alpines of Australia and 1650 AM Tonawanda, New York.
But I draw the line when told I must pay and continue paying for something that happened over 200 years ago. Like most Australians, I worked for my land. No one gave it to me. I and most Australians want our immigration policy radically reviewed and that of multiculturalism abolished. Of course I will be called racist, but if I can invite who I want into my home, then I should have the right to have a say in who comes into my country.
Pauline Hanson during her maiden speech making all the sense in the world.